High school football is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. And this is the coach's pregame show. Now let's go to the field for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to High School Football on ESPN 1550. We are here speaking with the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, Sean Mulligan. They are taking on the Milford Eagles tonight. So you guys had a bit of a tough game last week. What did you tell you guys after last week's game?
Put it to bed. It's done and over with. Played a very good football team. And honestly, after we evaluated the film as a coaching staff, graded out our players, when we had the team together, we didn't even watch any of the film from the Aurora game as a team. We focused on our next opponent, and they did some self-observation and self-reflection on that, and we're moving on to the next team.
And do you think a game like that might motivate them to do better, kind of an eye-opener early on in the season?
I would like to hope so and think so. I know for me personally, when something like that happens, I just work harder. I would like to think that the kids have the same mindset also, too, that we need to take the next step to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And, you know, my hat goes off to Aurora. They're a very good football team, and that had a lot to do with it, too. We had some issues, some things that we didn't do well and some things that didn't go our way. But, you know, just have to get back to the grindstone and see what you can do.
So from what you saw from practice, do you think they did let go of that game and moved on to Milford?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from them talking about it or reflection on it, so I believe so.
All right, so let's talk about your guys' team a little bit. So how nice is it to have back so many starters on both offense and defense from last year?
It's very nice, the experience level, what you're able to do offensively and defensively. You don't have to spend as much time teaching them the concepts behind it, so that is a nice benefit.
And let's talk about maybe the big three here, Evan Johnson, Gabe Conan, and Leif Spady. How nice is it to have all three of them back, especially with the chemistry they seem to have?
Very true. You want to have good athletes on the field, and those three are definitely good athletes. Evan's a very good quarterback, started for us for 2 years. Gabe had a breakout season last year as a sophomore where he rushed for over 1,000 yards. And same thing with Leif. Leif was in his freshman year and had a very unproductive first part of the season, and then we found ways to get him the ball as the season went on and was definitely a threat for us. Those three guys definitely make us a better football team.
Do the boys expect a big year from themselves this year, specifically those three, considering a lot of them were here last year?
Well, you always have your expectations on what you hope to accomplish, but you come into each game with a game plan and you see what the other team is trying to take away from you or allowing you to have. And those guys can make plays even if teams are trying to take stuff away from us. And if they aren't being productive on Friday nights, then we're probably not very productive in the win-loss total either.
Mike Will might have asked you this question last week for 1230 KHS, but we're on ESPN 1550 this time. Do you have any goals or expectations for this year?
1-0 is our goal. We have some in the back of our mind, but we haven't put anything on paper as far as what we want to accomplish. You want to go 1-0 every week, and then at the end of the nine-week season, you'll see where you're at in that weekly goal, and hopefully it's a place that we want to be in and should be.
Have players like Evan Johnson and Gabe Conan, have they kind of stepped into leadership roles this year, seeing that they're juniors now and have experience on the varsity level?
Yeah, on both of those. I would say more so Evan than Gabe, as Gabe's more of a reserve type of individual. He'll say something here or there, but you know, being a two-year starter at quarterback, which is typically one of your leaders on the team, I would definitely say that Evan has become a little bit more vocal this year. He's always been one of the harder-working kids, but I think that he's moved a little bit more into that role.
Evan always seems to just kind of ease his way into things and does well no matter where he's at. Do you think he's eased his way into the leadership role well?
Yes, I do. And a lot of it just because of his dedication and his effort. And the kids see the amount of time that he puts into the weight room or what we do on the evenings in the summer or everything that we do in practice. It's hard not to have respect for someone that puts forth as much effort and treats other players well, too. He does a lot of the right things.
And then, so everybody who follows Adams Central Football knows about the Johnsons, the Spadies, and the Conants. Maybe talk about a few players people might not know about this year that might surprise a few people.
Yeah, well, your success comes from your offensive and your defensive line. Those skill people are all the ones we always talk about because they're the ones that put up the stats. But you know, Riley Eckhart is going to be a two-year starter for us on the offensive and defensive line. Landon Weber has been a starter for us for 3 years on both sides of the ball. Connor Brown does a good job of being our captain, I guess I would say, on the defensive side of the ball at linebacker and then also plays center and guard for us. Andrew Ritchie has been very productive for us so far and is a senior year at guard. And Luke Crable is also a two-year starter for us on the offensive line. And those guys are key to our success because games are always won or lost in the trenches.
Yes, and we'll be right back with more from Sean Mulligan right here on ESPN 1550.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Back here on ESPN 1550, and we're speaking with the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, Sean Mulligan. So you're playing Milford this week. This is a team you played last year. They are a veteran team with a lot of returning starters as well. What do you expect from them this year?
Well, this is the third year in a row that we've played them. We played them the week number two the last 2 years, and again week number two this year. And it's been a competitive game the last 2 years. Actually, in both of the previous two games, they were up on us early in the game, and we came back and won both of those. And they play a lot of seniors. I think there's around 9 seniors that start on one side of the ball. And I have a feeling that those guys probably remember the last 2 years and may come to the game with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and maybe a little bit more enthusiasm than they've had in the past. So I expect a very competitive game. And based off what we saw in week number one from them, they have some pretty good athletes.
So you mentioned the trenches a little bit earlier, and I am assuming this is going to be a big part of the answer to this question, but what are you guys going to have to do to beat them this week?
Well, score more, one more point than them. That's always a goal that we have. But we have to just be a little bit more efficient in what we do, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We were a 50% pass completion last week, and we had about 8 or 9 balls that we dropped, and they wouldn't be what I would say difficult catches, and you complete those. That raises your percentage up in your performance quite a bit, too. I thought we ran the ball really well, protected our quarterback, threw it 36 times, and had 2 sacks. One was on the quarterback for not throwing it away when he got outside the pocket. So that's the offensive side of the ball, and defensively not allow 66 points. That would be a huge improvement for us. And I think a lot of it was Aurora's just overall skill level that they have offensively, and we gave them 21 points on the special teams too, so we have to prove on that too and just get better. I mean, you always want to take a huge jump from week one to week two.
Did you guys work on that a lot this week, special teams?
Well, we worked on it since the beginning of the year, and it was just our punter got hurt the second play of the game, and then by the end of the game, we were actually down to punter number 5, who had never actually punted in a game. But we've spent some time working on it. A couple of those guys that were dinged up during the game will hopefully be available for us on Friday night. But we've definitely focused on that.
And pertaining to the drops, you think that maybe has a little bit to do with nerves being the first game of the season?
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea because I haven't seen it during the entire summer, any of our scrimmages. Our receivers have what I would consider above average hands to very good hands, and guys that just hardly ever drop anything or make really good plays just seem to snowball on us. And I hope that's just an abnormality that it just doesn't happen again.
Yeah, let's hope so, especially I think you mentioned 8 or 9 drops. So hopefully that does not happen again. How important is it to win this game and avoid going 0-2?
I think it's a big part of us for confidence-wise. Our front end of our schedule right now seems to be the more difficult part of our schedule when you look at ratings, whatever you take for the weight on that. And each week is an important week because it's your next game, but you never want to go 0-2, even though they might be two good teams. But just from a confidence and morale standpoint, you definitely want to get a victory at home.
Yes, it is at home. How nice is it to be at home as opposed to being on the road in Aurora last week?
Well, it's always nice to play at home because we have a very good crowd here. It's a very good atmosphere. You don't have to travel. The routine is a little bit more familiar for our kids, and it's just always comfortable to play at home.
You guys were in a similar situation last year facing Milford in week two. Like you mentioned, last 2-3 years now you've faced them in week two. Last year you lost the first game of the season, going into this game 0-2, and you guys won it, and you guys came back in that game after coming down early. Do you point to that game last year at all?
I haven't really brought it up or anything. We're just trying to play and play at a better level. I don't know how much weight you put on last year's game. Some of the same kids are playing, but you have new kids too, and it's a new season and new goals and but we haven't focused on it too much.
And then you mentioned that these kids, especially the seniors over at Milford, might be coming in with a chip on their shoulder. Do you think your kids will be coming in with a chip on their shoulder as last week's game was kind of not the greatest performances and they kind of want to prove something still?
Yeah, I think that they would like to prove that we're a little bit better than what the score showed, that we are still a team that a lot of people think highly of. And if we perform to the level I think we can, I think we'll be all right.
All right, Coach Mulligan, thank you for your time and good luck tonight against the Eagles.
Again, thank you for the coverage.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back with the starting lineups and play-by-play description right here on ESPN 1550.
You've been listening to the Coach's Pregame Show. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coverage is up next on ESPN 1550, KICS Hastings.
I had some things bothering me, some pain, and doctors suspected that it was cancer. All of a sudden, I get a call, and I found out the cancer is moving to your lungs very rapidly. You need to go see Dr. Pornchai immediately. I had knew about the Morrison Cancer Center, yes. I had heard some good things about it. I didn't even think about going anywhere else. Chemo is very tough. They cared about every step of the process. They made you feel at home as well as they can in a cancer center. I had 9 weeks of treatment. And then, you know, we did a couple more tests down the road with them. And then they said things started to turn around a little. It was, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It was like a weight being lifted. It changes your life every minute for the rest of it. I'm Ronald Faber, and I was treated here in Mary Lanning.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
High school football is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Friday night high school football on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. It's a Class C1 football game we have for you tonight. Adams Central taking on the Milford Eagles. Adams Central Patriots are at home tonight. Adams Central in District 6, Milford in District 5. And I should let you know that we are in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Now let's get to the starting lineups first, though. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. And actually, I think we might be getting the national anthem really quick. Oh, no, we're not just yet, but... like I said, the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. And I do think we are going to get to the national anthem in a sec here. It looks like they're gearing up for it. So we might wait a little bit here on the starting lineups before we announce them. We got everybody standing up here at the field. I'll tell you, though, Milford Eagles, they're going to be in the white tops with gray bottoms. And the Adams Central Patriots are in their navy tops with their gray bottoms. And it looks like we are underway with the national anthem. Actually, that is not the national anthem. They're not doing it yet. I thought they were going to do it. But now let's get to the starting lineups for the Milford Eagles really quick for you. Jevin Scordis is at defensive back. Nate Mensick is playing quarterback. Mitch Wingard is playing running back and linebacker. Nate Hostetler is playing wide receiver and defensive back. Cade Hook is playing wide receiver and defensive back. Isaac Yeckley is playing wide receiver and defensive back. Logan Roth playing fullback and defensive back. Sam Copley playing running back and linebacker. They kind of have a 2 running back system with Mitch Wingard and Sam Copley. And then they have Carson Stauffer at offensive line and D-end. Nick Beal at offensive line. Zach Schluckkeeper at offensive line as well. Then Wyatt Mack, Evan Richards, and Seth Stutzman all on the offensive line as well. Now we are getting to the national anthem.
Anthem here on ESPN 1550. We got time to get the Adams Central starters up really quick. Here are the Adams Central starters. At quarterback, Evan Johnson. At running back, Gabe Conant. At wide receiver, Tyler Slekta. Derek Vondersek. Eli O'Day. And Tim Berkey. Interesting to note there on the starters list, we did not see a Leif Spady, so maybe he's available. I did see him warming up in the pregame, so I'm not sure if he's starting. He's obviously not starting tonight, but maybe he is available. And then on the offensive line, they have Riley Eckhart, Landon Weaver, Andrew Ritchie, Luke Crable, and Connor Brown. Kicker, Tyler Slekta. Punter, Noah McNicky. And then the starters on defense at safeties, we have Eli O'Day and Cam Foster. At cornerbacks, Tyler Slekta and Gabe Conant. Linebackers, Derek Vondervecht, Noah McNicky, Gage Wright, and Connor Brown. At nose tackle, Riley Eckhart. Defensive ends are Landon Weber and Max Brandstrom. So those are your starters for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, these starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So now, right on time for the kickoffs, we are underway. The Adams Central Patriots come into this game at 0-1. The Milford Eagles come in at 1-0. You might remember from last year, these two teams played against each other. Adams Central won 27-14. And also last year, they were the Milford Dorchester Eagles, not the Milford Eagles. They were a co-op last year. But now we are ready for the opening kickoff, and the Adams Central Patriots will be receiving the ball. And a little pooch kick to start the game out. It's fielded at the 32 by the Patriots. He makes a man miss, and the ball is loose. And it looks like Milford has fallen on it. Not the way the Patriots want to start this football game. Coughing the ball up on the opening kickoff. And now they're putting their defense in a tough spot, as it looks like the Milford Eagles will be starting this drive at the Adams Central 40-yard line. So just the exact opposite of the way you want to start a football game is coughing the ball up on the kick return. But nonetheless, defense is going to have to come out here and try to get a stop here on this first drive of the game. Milford, they love to run the ball. They're going to be pounding the ball all night. They won't pass much either. In fact, last year, the starting quarterback, who is still the starting quarterback this year, only threw for 167 total passing yards. That's Nate Mensick. And here on first down, they are going to run the ball, and he's going to run up the middle, and he's going to be tackled there for about a 6-yard gain. I actually call it an 8-yard gain. That's going to make it 2nd and 2. Good run there on first down for the Milford Eagles. And that was Mitch Wingard on the carry for the Eagles. And it was, I believe, Gabe Conant on the stop for the Patriots. So now we move to 2nd and 2 here for the Eagles at the Patriot 32-yard line. They're going to line up in a bunch formation. Actually, it's kind of like a muddle shotgun formation. But nonetheless, it's going to be a fake handoff. And the quarterback's going to keep the ball there, Nate Mensick, and he's going to be tackled out of bounds right around the line of scrimmage. And there is a flag on the play, too. A little bit of yellow on the field as we will wait to see what that call is. It's in the area of holding, might not be holding. We will see what the ref has to say about that flag on the field. Nonetheless, even if it is holding, so that's going to push him back 10 yards. And that'll make it 2nd and long here for the Milford Eagles. 2nd and probably about 12 as that pushes him back. That is almost a drive killer right there. Now they're facing 2nd and long. For a team that doesn't pass well, that's a very difficult situation to be in. 11 minutes left to go in this first quarter. We are just underway here at Patriot Field. And it is a beautiful, beautiful August night here. The last night of August, actually, because tomorrow it'll be September. And here on 2nd and 12, they're going to run a little option play. Pitch it out to the running back, Mitch Wingard, and he's going to take it back to the original line of scrimmage about, and that's going to make it maybe 3rd and 9 there. And Mitch Wingard has gotten both the carries here to start out this game for the Milford Eagles. Well, their quarterback has one, is too, Nate Mensick. And they do have another running back they like to put in, Sam Copley. He is their backup running back, pseudo backup running back, because they do like to cycle them both in here. Now they're bringing in Isaac Yeakley, which means they're probably going to be passing the ball. They bring in another wide receiver. It is 3rd and 10 from the Adams Central 40. This is a drive they do not want to have to punt on, starting it in Adams Central territory, but we'll see what happens here. And on first down, they're going to fake the handoff. Mensick is going to drop back to throw. He's throwing it deep to the corner route, and it's going to be caught! Caught there! Nope, it actually came out at the last second, and they're going to call the ball incomplete. number six there on the catch. It was almost a great catch. Tyler Roth just dropping it. Number five, excuse me, Nate Hostetler. He was here last year, and I remember him making a few plays. And now the Milford Eagles will opt to punt the ball. So the defense holds true. They get a stop. In fact, they don't even allow a first down. That holding call was pretty big there on the Milford Eagles, as that pushed them back to second and 12 after they were facing a third and one. They would have been facing a third and one. And here on the punt, the ball is bobbled, but he's going to pick it back up, and it's streaming out of bounds, and that's a heck of a punt. That is out right at the one. What a punt there. What a punt there. 49-yard punt by the kicker for the Milford Eagles. Great punt there. So the Adams Central Patriots will have the whole field to work with to try to get a touchdown. They have first and 10 at their own one-yard line. We'll see what they decide to do here. Evan Johnson and the boys come out on offense. They played not so great last week, looking to play better this week. They were going up against the number one ranked Aurora, though. They come out in a little pistol formation here with two receivers to the left and one to the right. Evan Johnson's going to hand it off to Gabe Koenig. Gabe Koenig's got a hole. Got a big hole. And he's got up the middle to the 20, to the 30, to the 40. He crosses midfield. He has one man to beat. Tries to juke him. He does. And now he's going to get tackled from behind, but not until he gets to the 31-yard line of Milford. 69-yard run there by Gabe Konitz on the first offensive play of the game for the Adams Central Patriots. Huge play. He had a big hole, too. Got to give the offensive linemen some credit there. They did a great job busting him open as he was really untouched until he got to the 50-yard line. That was a great run, great blocking, great team effort there by the Adams Central Patriots. I'm sure Sean Mulligan is happy to see his offense start out that way. 9:30 left to go here in the first quarter, and the Patriots have the ball. First and 10 at the Milford 32-yard line. Evan Johnson lines up in shotgun. Gabe Koenig comes out of the game for this snap, and his backup is going to get the handoff. McCray Huser on the carry there, and he's going to take it up for about a 2-yard gain there on first down. They're actually giving him only 1 yard, so that'll make it second and 9. Second and 9 here on this second play of the drive for the Patriots. Looks like Gabe Koenig has come back into the game. If they're going to be running like that tonight, it's going to be tough to stop this Adams Central Patriots offense. Gabe Koenig, already a monster. Evan Johnson can throw the ball quite well. So if they're running the ball, it's going to make it easier for the pass game. In fact, right now I see they have about 10 in the box. They're handing the ball off to Gabe. Gabe's got another big hole. He's up the sideline to the 10, to the 5. He's tackled right at the goal line, and they call a touchdown. Gabe Koenig with a 31-yard scamper. That gives him 90 total yards on that offensive drive. He put the P team on his back, as it were, and he has scored the first touchdown of the game and gives Adams Central their first lead of the season as they take a 6-0 lead after that Gabe Koenig touchdown. Another great blocking job by the offensive linemen and the wide receivers. Eli O'Day and Derek Vondervecht are out there blocking for him and keeping him from harm's way. What a great team effort there on that first offensive drive for the Patriots. They get a great defensive stop after starting the game not so great. And here's the extra point. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up and good. And our score is now 7-0. And we will take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
That 31-yard touchdown run by Gabe
Cullen,
Captain
950 KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field, where the Patriots have a 7-0 lead over the Milford Eagles. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. That play, 3 plays, 99 yards, and it was capped off by a 31-yard touchdown run by Mr. Conant to give him, I think, about 95 yards on that drive. He had a lot, already close to 100. Here is the kickoff by the Patriots, and it's going to be a short little pooch kick. Kick fielded at the 20-yard line, and he's got a big hold, his number 8 there for the Milford Eagles, and he breaks a tackle. Now he's got one more man to beat, and he doesn't beat him. He's down right at the 36-yard line, and the Milford Eagles are going to start this drive with great field position. Once again, a 44-yard return there on the kickoff for the Milford Eagles. And now let's see if they take advantage of this good starting field position, as last time they were about the same area, maybe a few yards back. They were at the 40-yard line last time. This time they're at the 36. But nonetheless, great starting field position for the Milford Eagles. We'll see if they can take advantage of it this time. Right now, Adams Central leading this game with 8:27 left to go in the first quarter, 7-0 over the Milford Eagles. And here on first down, the snap goes behind the quarterback, and he falls on it. Gives the play up. That's going to be a loss of almost 9 yards there, maybe more on first down. So some not-so-great mistakes by the Milford Eagles here to start out this game, as they're just squandering away these chances that they are getting. Nonetheless, 2nd and 17 now after that 7-yard loss. They will, I don't know, do they consider that a sack or a rushing loss? Either way, it's a loss of yards, and I'm being told it's a loss of 7 rushing yards on the play there. So we'll see if the Adams Central D can keep it up here, as they're applying a lot of pressure on this Milford offense. Nate Mensick in at quarterback. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to throw it over the middle. It's tipped up in the air dangerously, but almost picked off, but not quite. That's going to make it 3rd and about a bus ride back to Milford on this 3rd down. This is going to be a tough one for a team that doesn't pass it so well, and they don't pass it too much either. They like to run the ball, do the Milford Eagles. In fact, I think I mentioned this earlier, but Nate Mensick, he only had 167 total passing yards last year. He did have 429 rushing yards. They do like to run that option play. They like to run it with their running backs. But if the Adams Central D keeps playing like this, they're going to have to find a way to throw the ball, especially if the offense plays like they did on that first drive. It's going to be a long night for the Eagles. Here they're going to run a little screen play, and it's going to be caught there by the wide receiver on the outside, and he's going to be dropped right away, maybe a gain of about 3 there, and that's going to make it 4th and 14, and the Milford Eagles are going to be forced to punt once again after having great starting field position. They started this one at the 36-yard line, had that fumbled snap at the beginning of the drive that made it 2nd and 17 after that, and then just no looking back for the Adams Central defense as they were able to put it away, and now they're going to be getting the ball back, barring any unforeseen circumstances. And here is the punt, another not-so-great snap, but he does get it away once again, and it's going to drop right at the 10, take a Adams Central bounce into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. Oh, they're putting him down at the half-yard line, it looks like. And once again, the Adams Central Patriots are going to be starting the ball with a 99-yard field in front of them. We'll see if Gabe Gonick can get 99 more yards. So they start 1st and 10 at their own 1-yard line. The offense comes out here with 7:01 left to go in the first quarter, already leading 7-0, and they already scored well. They started to drive at the 1-yard line, so we'll see if they can do it again. Evan Johnson's going to line up in shotgun with Gabe Conant right next to him, and here is the snap. They're going to hand it off to Gabe, and Gabe's going to have not a lot of running room this time around. It looks like he's got about maybe 1.5 yards, and that'll make it 2nd and 9 from the 2-yard line. So the special teams for the Milford Eagles playing really well, giving the Milford defense a chance. We'll see if they can take advantage of it this time. 6:38 left to go in this first quarter. Both these teams like to run the ball. Adams Central does like to pass it more than Milford does, obviously, but the Patriots love to hand the ball off to Gabe and let him do his thing. And also the junior Evan Johnson, big key player for this offense as well. And it's a fake handoff here on 2nd down, and he's going to throw it to the outside there, and it's going to be dropped by Tyler Slekta. He drops the pass. It would have only been a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. It would have given him a little more breathing room, though, as I'm sure they don't want to punt the ball from their own end zone. So now they're facing 3rd and 7 from their own 3-yard line after that 2nd down incompletion. We'll see what they decide to go with here on 3rd down. Evan Johnson waiting for the snap. He's got Gabe Conant right next to him once again. Evan's going to drop back to throw this time. He's looking. He's got no one open. He's going to take it himself, running up the middle. He's close to a first down marker. He breaks the tackle, dives for the first down, and it looks like they're going to give it to him on that probably 10-yard rush there by Evan Johnson. Great play. No one was open. He sensed the pressure, ran it up the middle, and he was able to get a first down out of it, and he moves the sticks, and that's what Sean Mulligan likes to see, being decisive. He doesn't want him being indecisive. If he's going to run it, then run it. If he's going to throw it on the run, then throw it on the run. Don't hold on to that ball for too long. And here on second down, or first down, they're going to hand the ball to Gabe Conant. A flag comes out. He gets a gain of about 7 there before he's wrapped up by the Milford Eagles. We'll see what the flag is. It is in the area of holding. So we'll wait on the call officially. But as of right now, that is a 7-yard gain-ish for Gabe Conant. And the Adams Central Patriots offense is moving backwards. So it is holding there on the offense. And that'll make it 1st and 20 for the Patriots as they are now kind of giving themselves self-inflicted wounds. But they still do have the lead nonetheless. 7-0 with 5:55 left to go here in this first quarter. And they have the ball. The clock keeps running after that, and they're going to actually, since it was inside the 20, it's halfway back to the end zone, so it's 5. So it's 1st and 15 from the 7-yard line here for the Adams Central Patriots. Not sure why the clock is running. It should have stopped after a penalty, but here we go nonetheless. Patriots going to hand it off here to Gabe Conant. Gabe Conant breaks a back tackle in the backfield. That actually wasn't Gabe. That was McCree. McCray, user on the carry there for the Adams Central Patriots, and he gets a gain of about 8 yards on that play, and that'll make it 2nd and 7 here for the Adams Central Patriots after that first down play. So 5 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. The Adams Central Patriots up 7-0 already and trying to move the ball again. They have 2nd and 7 from their own 15-yard line. As they started this drive at the 1, going to hand the ball off to McCray again. And McCray's going to get tackled right at the line of scrimmage. And he's going to get no gain there on that second. Oh, actually, they're giving him a few yards. That'll make it 2nd and 4 here for the Patriots. 3rd and 4 here for the Patriots. Big third down play. It's kind of in that middle area if you're not sure if you want to run the ball or if you want to pass the ball with Evan Johnson. Either way, we'll see what the Patriots decide to do. Here they're going to line up with 3 receivers to Evan's left and 1 to his right. It's a hard count. Evan takes the handoff, and he's going to actually hand it off to Gabe. Gabe's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. No, he breaks a tackle, but that's going to slow him down enough for him to not get to the first down marker, and that'll bring up 4th down, and Adams Central's bringing out the punting team as the Milford defense holds there after that holding on the Adams Central Patriots, and that'll make it 4th and 3.
Is out near the 20-yard line.
4 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. And for some reason, the clock is stopped. Not sure why. But Adams Central leading 7-0 here in this first quarter. Their first drive, a 99-yard drive. Quick note here, last year when the Adams Central Patriots beat the Milford Dorchester Eagles, they were down 7-0 after the first quarter. And here they start up 7-0. And after the 40-yard punt here, the returner for the Milford Eagles is going to get it to about the 46-yard line. So once again, the Milford Eagles starting on the other side of the field. All 3 of their drives have been on the Adams Central side of the 50, but they have not been able to capitalize as the other 2 have led to punts. This one, they start at the 46-yard line. They need to get the running game going if they want to stay in this game because the Adams Central Patriots offense won't stay shut down for too long unless that guy keeps punting to the 1-yard line for the Milford Dorchester Eagles. Because it's tough to get a drive going when you start at the 1. But here on 1st and 10 from the Adams Central Patriots 46-yard line, Nate Mentzik is going to line up with 2 receivers to his left, and he's going to hand the ball off here to Mitch Wingard. Mitch Wingard's going to go off tackle for a gain of about 2 or 3 yards there on 1st down, and that'll make it 2nd and 8. 2nd and 7 after the 1st down carry. Actually call it 2nd and 6. Moves it up to the 42-yard line for the Milford Eagles. And here on this 2nd down play, the Milford Eagles are going to line up with 1 receiver to the right, 1 to the left, And they're going to line up with three men in the backfield here. And Mitch Wingard's going to take the handoff, and he's going to get nothing there as he's wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe falls forward for about 1 yard, but that'll make it third and five here, a tough third down situation once again the Milford Eagles are facing. It's actually easier than the other two they faced that they punted on. The first one was like third and 17, and or the second one was third and 17. The first one was about third and 12. So this one is a little bit easier compared to the other ones they've had. The clock continues to run at 2:50 left to go here in the first quarter. Once again, our score here at Patriot Field is the Adams Central Patriots 7 and the Milford Eagles nothing. Now the Eagles line up here for this third down play. Two wide receivers to the right. They're going to run the option play. And Mitch Wingard is going to keep it, or excuse me, Nate Mensick is going to keep it himself. And he's going to be close to a fourth down, or a first down, excuse me. I don't think he got it. And we'll see what the refs say. They call it a first down, just barely. Just barely got a first down there. So the first down of the game here for the Milford Eagles. And they're trying to tie this one up as they're trailing 7-0 here in the first quarter. Here they line up with Nate Mensick in the backfield by himself, actually. And Mitch Wingard comes into motion. They're going to fake the handoff to him. Nate Mensick is going to keep it himself. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and that's where he's going to be dropped, right at the line of scrimmage. That'll be a gain of nothing on first down, and that'll make it second and 10 as the Adams Central defense continues to play well here in this first quarter.
No gain on the play.
Second and 10 from the Adams Central Patriot 35-yard line after that first down carry by Nate Mensick, quarterback for the Milford Eagles. He was the quarterback last year as well. And he's looking to get revenge for last year, as the Milford Eagles have come to Adams Central the last 2 years before this one and lost both those games. And here they're trying to make it 0-1, and the ball's out here on the second down play. Mitch Wingard dropped it, and he's going to fall back on it before an Adams Central Patriot does, but that is going to be a loss of yards there on second down. And now the Eagles are going to be facing a tough third down situation. Third and 15 from the Adams Central 40-yard line with a minute 20 left to go here in this first quarter. So the Adams Central defense is getting into the backfield, causing all sorts of havoc for this Milford Eagles run game here in this first quarter. It's a much better first quarter than it was last year for the Adams Central Patriots. Like I mentioned a little bit ago, Milford got up on them early 7-0, but then Adams Central continued to score 21 straight points in the second and third quarters to make it a 21-7 game, and they ended up winning 27-14 last year in the game against the Milford Dorchester Eagles. This year it's just the Milford Eagles. They are no longer a co-op, and now we have a flag pre-snap, and it is a delay of game here on the Milford Eagles. That's not good. That's going to make it third and 20 here for the Milford Eagles as they took too long to snap the ball, and that's a tough break. Third and 20 here from the Adams Central 45-yard line, and like I mentioned earlier, when you got third and this long, it's tough for any team, but it's especially tough for a team that doesn't like to pass the ball a lot. This is a team that loves to run the rock. And right now they're kind of outside of their comfort zone because that Adams Central defense is not allowing them a lot of rushing yards. And here on third down, Nate Mensick is going to roll out to his right. He's going to throw over the middle. He's got a man open, and it's caught there. Number four on the catch, Mitch Wingard. Great throw and great catch there by Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard to give them the first down. Huge first down, more than 30 yards there on the play. A 37-yard gain there on third and 20. So Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard, the running back and quarterback duo, hook up for a wide receiver and a quarterback duo there as Mitch was wide open over the middle of the field. And Nate Mensick kind of threw it across his body, but he completed the ball nonetheless. Here on first down, Nate Mensick is going to keep the ball himself, and he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and that'll be a gain of nothing on first down, and that'll take us to the second quarter. So after one here, our score at Patriots Field, the Adams Central Patriots 7 and the Milford Eagles nothing. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
whether you go to Kearney High.
We just got to be ready for whatever they show us and attack it the best we can.
Or a Huskies fan.
Aurora has scored four in a row to go up 23-22 in the third set.
Prefer the Vikings.
Rolls it across, the dig is made. Outside attack, termination, and Northwest win.
Are from Arcadia Loop City.
22-4 on the season. Now this is their first trip to state.
Or anywhere in between. You can find everything you need to follow your team at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. We're here at Patriot Field for the second quarter of football here on Friday night high school football, as the Patriots are leading right now 7-0, but the Milford Eagles are knocking on the door. They got second and goal from the, obviously, the Adams Central 8-yard line. Here they're going to try to get the ball in the end zone and tie it up here as Nate Mensick lines up in the backfield with Mitch Wingard. Mitch is going to get the handoff. He's got a hole, and he's going to be close to the touchdown, and they call it a touchdown as Milford is able to close the gap and make the score 7-6 here with 11:51 left to go in the second quarter. Great little drive there by the Milford Eagles as they're finally able to take advantage of that great starting field position they've been getting all game. First drive, they started at the 40-yard line of Adams Central. Second drive was the 36. This one was the 46, and they completed a huge, a monster third and 20. It was Nate Mensick to Mitch Wingard on a 36-yard bomb that was able to get them inside of the 10-yard line. And here, the snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good, and it makes it 7-7 here at Patriot Field. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. That drive by the Milford Eagles to tie the game up. Seven plays, 46 yards, and it was an 8-yard run there by Mitch Wingard to tie things up officially and make it 7-7 here at Patriot Field as the Adams Central Patriots line up here for the kickoff, to receive the kickoff, I should say. And as we await the kickoff, a little reminder, over on 1230 KHAS, you can hear St. Cecilia on the road taking on Freeman. St. Cecilia beat Hershey in week one, a blowout, 43-0, I believe the score was that. And here is the kickoff. It's fielded at the 15-yard line by McCray Huser, the backup running back. He's going to try to break a tackle, and he's going to get it to about the 30-yard line. Decent return there. He got it for about a 20-yard return there, and that's going to give the Adams Central Patriots decent starting field position. The best starting field position they've had all night is their other two drives have started at the 1-yard line. Now this one they start with at their own 31-yard line, so 31 or 30 yards better than what they're used to, at least tonight. Here on first down, they're going to line up in the pistol with trip receivers to the right of Evan Johnson. He's got Gabe Conant behind him. He's going to put Gabe in motion out to the right side with those three receivers. So now they got a little diamond formation on the right. Evan Johnson going to drop back to throw, looking deep. He's under pressure. He steps up in the pocket, throws it right under the middle. He's got a man open. It's caught at the 45-yard line. He gets almost to midfield. He's tackled right at the 49. Big gain there on first down. Good throw. Great patience by Evan Johnson there. As he was under pressure, he stepped up in the pocket and just dumped it underneath to his tight end there. I believe that was Derek Vonderfecht there on the catch. That's actually Tyler that was Derek Vonderfecht. Never mind. It was Derek Vonderfecht. He was the one receiving that one.
on the first down play. And now here on second down, they line up in a similar formation. They got the receivers bunched to the right this time, but Evan Johnson and Gabe Conant still occupy the backfield. Evan Johnson's going to roll out here on the first down throw, and he's just going to kind of throw it away as his man was covered there. Derek Vonderfecht once again looking for him on the little sideline route as Evan Johnson was rolling out to his right, wasn't able to get to his man, and it's an incomplete pass. And here they are now facing a second and 10 are the Adams Central Patriots as we have a tie ball game now. 7-7 is our score. Packed house here at Adams Central. A lot of Milford fans we have here. The away sidelines are almost full. The home sidelines are full. I don't see an empty seat over there at the Adams Central side of the field. And here on second down, they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe. This is what they should just do every play. Gabe's going to break a tackle. He's going to be twisted down after a gain of about 5 there. He ran it off tackle. That'll make it 3rd and 6 or 5 there after the 4 or 5 yard gain. They're calling it 3rd and 5. So a 6 yard run there by, or 3rd and 4, a 6 yard run there by Gabe Conant on first down. Gabe already over the 100 yard mark in this football game, and he already has a touchdown as well. So now the chance of defense from the Milford sideline here. 10:40 left to go in the second quarter. The Adams Central Patriots line up on 3rd and 4 with 3 receivers to Evans' left, 1 to his right in the pistol formation. Evans going to fake the handoff, going to throw the little slant underneath, and it's caught there. Caught there by Leif Spady. He's in the game. Leif. He wasn't on the starting lineups. I did see him warm up. He's probably dealing with a little something. I'm sure he's probably not going to get the total snaps tonight, but that was Leif Spady there on his first catch of the game and another completion for Evan Johnson as he was able to get that third down completion for a first down. Now they have a 1st and 10 from the Milford 38-yard line. Now here Evan Johnson is going to line up in the backfield by himself, and we have a timeout taken by the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take a timeout right along with them. We'll be back with more high school football here on ESPN 1550.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get your beauty rest and get a free box spring during the Beauty Rest Labor Day sale at Mattress Direct. Purchase any Beauty Rest Hybrid or Platinum mattress and get a free box spring. Get a free smart bed bundle to monitor your sleep. Want more? How about free local delivery and haul away of your old bed with any Beauty Rest purchase of $699 or more and up to 48 months special financing? Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct, next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. After one quarter, it is knotted up even in Freeman. St. Cecilia tied with Freeman 0-0. That game is actually in Adams, but it's the Freeman Falcons, I believe, is their names. And that game is tied up at halftime. And that scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct deliver to your door. And here on 1st and 10, the Adams Central Patriots line up in a pistol formation, and the ball is snapped and bobbled. Evan Johnson's going to throw up here to his wide receiver, and they're going to call it incomplete as he did come down with the ball, but he wasn't able to stay in bounds. And that was Tyler Slechta, the intended receiver, but he was not able to stay in bounds with it. He was close. He was on the far sideline, so kind of tough for us to see over here, but he wasn't able to bring it down as the Patriots took a shot there on first down. And here on second down, Evan Johnson's going to line up in the backfield by himself. They kind of did a no-huddle offense there. Evan Johnson's going to step up in the pocket, throw it deep. He's got a man open, and it's caught there by Eli O'Day. He breaks a tackle, and another one. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Eli O'Day. Great throw there by Evan Johnson on second down, and that gives them a 13-7 lead as Evan Johnson threw a beautiful ball to Eli O'Day there on that second down play. 9:57 left to go in the second quarter, and the score is now Adams Central 13 and the Milford Eagles 7 as we await the extra point. Great drive there by the Adams Central Patriots. It was the best starting field position they've had all night, and they took advantage of it as they were able to drive down the field for the 69-yard touchdown drive. Big play there on second down, a 38-yard touchdown pass from Evan Johnson to Eli O'Day. And here is the kick. The snap is good. The hold is a little bobbled, and the kick is good nonetheless. Tyler Slekta, good kicker here for the Adams Central Patriots, makes the score 14-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. That was a six-play, 69-yard drive by the Adams Central Patriots, and it was capped off with a 38-yard touchdown pass from Evan Johnson to Eli O'Day to make the score 14-7. 9:57 left to go here in the first half as the Adams Central Patriots are kicking off the ball here. This is a high kick. Going to be fielded at about the 8-yard line by the Eagles. He's going to run it across the field. Doesn't have many blockers in front of him. Tries to break a tackle. Gets to the 15, and he's going to be dropped right around the 20-yard line, and that's where they'll mark him down at the 20-yard line. A return of about 12 yards there, as that's going to give the Milford Eagles their worst starting field position of the night. It's not bad, but it's just their worst. Every other drive has started on the other side, the Adams Central side of midfield, as our score is 14-7 here in the second quarter. Adams Central playing pretty darn well tonight, except on special teams that had a few bumbles in terms of punting the ball and getting the ball punted to them. But other than that, they're playing pretty good. Here on this first down play, the Milford Eagles line up in the shotgun formation. Nate Mensick is going to hand it off to Mitch Wingard. Mitch Wingard's going to bowl his way up the middle for a gain of about 8 or 7 there on first down. And that's going to make it second and short after that big run. Or not big run, but decent run there by Mitch Wingard. This is the Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard show here tonight, as they have, I think, all the yards for the Milford Eagles. Maybe a few sprinkled in to other players, but that's all I can remember is Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard here for the Eagles. Eagles moving from left to right. They have a 2nd and 4 here. Going to hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard again. He's going to break a tackle, break another line, breaks a 3rd tackle. Now he's to the 50, gets knocked out of bounds right before the 40-yard line. He's going to be out of bounds at the 41, and that'll give them a 1st down and then some. Now the Eagles have 1st and 10 from the Adams Central 41-yard line as they cross midfield on that big run there by Mitch Wingard on 2nd and 4. Mitch Wingard, Nate Mensick, they are the life and blood of this offense here for the Milford Eagles. They were last year as well. 34-yard run there by Mitch Wingard on 2nd and 4. Big run to get them onto the other side of the field. See, when the Eagles get their run game going, they can be a dangerous, dangerous offense. They are a pounded down your throat team. Here, Nate Mensick is going to keep the ball himself, and he's going to be tackled from behind, close to a horse collar. He was grabbed by the jersey, but it wasn't a horse collar. And it was number 40 there on the tackle for the Adams Central Patriots. Gage Wright, the middle linebacker for the Patriots, on the tackle there. Great tackle from behind. Was able to avoid the horse collar as well. And that makes it 2nd and 8 here. Could have been a lot worse had Gage not gotten that tackle from behind. Here on 2nd down, the Eagles line up in the shotgun, the pistol formation. Hand the ball off here to Mitch Wingard. He's going to try to break a few tackles. He's going to carry a few Adams Central Patriots forward with him as he gets about a 2-yard gain there on 2nd down. That's going to make it 3rd and 5 after that 2-yard gain. It's going to be 3rd and 5 here for the Milford Eagles as they get to the 35-yard line of Adams Central. 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. Our score, the Adams Central Patriots 14, the Milford Eagles 7. Milford going to line up here on this 3rd down play in the pistol formation with 2 receivers to their right, a tight end and a receiver to the left. And Nate Mensink is going to throw a little screen pass here. And he's going to be close to a first down, and he gets it. He gets it. Nate Hostetler with the first down carry, or screen pass, I should say, as he gets it forward for a gain of 7 there on 3rd and 5. And the Milford Eagles continue to move the ball as they now have a 1st and 10 from the Adams Central 26-yard line. 7:30 left to go here in the second quarter. This game is going to go by kind of quick, probably, because both these teams like to run the ball. Adams Central especially likes to run the ball when they're up. Here on first down, they're going to hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard again. He's got a big hole. Busted up the middle to the 10-5 touchdown. Mitch Wingard, he makes it a 14-13 game. And just like that, Milford drives the field once again to have a chance to tie this game up here in the second quarter, as this team is getting the run game going here. That's what happens with the run game. You keep pounding the ball. Those big boys on the offensive line, or defensive line, for the Adams Central Patriots are going to get tired eventually, and then that's when you start getting them for the big ones. So here they will line up for the extra point to try to tie this game up at 14 apiece. Here's the extra point. Snap is decent. Hold is good. Kick is up and good. That makes it 14-14, our score here at Patriot Field. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
This is Tom from Burt's Pharmacy. A reminder for all of our flu shot clinics that we're starting to schedule flu shots, so give us a call, 462-4466. If your office would like us to come out and give flu shots on site, like I said, give us a call. Also, compliance packaging. Give us a call if you or your loved one need some assistance in setting up some compliance packaging. That can be done at either store, Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343, or Burt's at the clinic, 462-4466. Thanks.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. We welcome you back to Patriot Field, where our score is 14-all between the Patriots and the Eagles. That last drive for the Milford Eagles, 6 plays, 80 yards, and it was capped off by a 26-yard touchdown run by Mitch Wingard, as he is the Milford version of Gabe Conant, I guess. He is playing really well tonight. Played well last year as well. And he ties the game up. He has both their touchdowns, does Mitch Wingard, for the Milford Eagles. I keep wanting to say Milford Dorchester Eagles, but they're not. They're the Milford Eagles now. It's not the Milford Dorchester Eagles anymore. They were last year a co-op. They're no longer this year. And here is the kickoff. It is going to be a line drive kick to the 12-yard line, fielded there by Eli O'Day. He's going to cut it up to the left, cut back to the right. He's going to try to break a tackle, and he's going to be dropped down right at the 27-yard line. And that is where the Patriots will start their drive, 1st and 10 from their own 27-yard line. And I'm sure they like starting here as opposed to starting at the 1-yard line like their first two drives did. Their first drive, though, they did march 99 yards down the field after a 69-yard run by Gabe Conant on that 1st and 10 from their own 1-yard line, and then he capped it off with a 31-yard run, even a 30-yard run. He basically had all the yards on that drive. He had 99. He's already over 100 for the game, is Gabe Conant. And here the Patriots will line up in the pistol formation. Once again, they love this formation. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Evan Johnson in the backfield with Gabe Conant. Ball is dropped once again on the snap, but he picks it up, throws it to Gabe. Gabe breaks a tackle. He has a first down and more. Breaks another tackle. He's to the 40, and he's going to be dropped down right near the 50-yard line. They mark him down at midfield, and that is a big pitch and run there. But there's a little bit of trouble between the center and Evan Johnson right now, as Evan Johnson has dropped 2 snaps. Both of them have actually gone for completions, but I'm sure Sean Mulligan's going to want to clean that up before this game's over, because you don't want to have an unfortunate fumble like that. And now here on 1st and 10 from the Milford 50, Milford's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout right along with them. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. We are here in the second quarter of this week two football game between the Adams Central Patriots and the Milford Eagles. Our score, 14-14. Adams Central moving the ball, though. They have first and 10 at midfield at the 50-yard line. And here, after the timeout by the Eagles, they're going to line up in the pistol formation with a receiver to Evans' right and three receivers to Evans' left. And here on first and 10, Evans going to drop back to throw, steps up in the pocket, throws it over the middle. He had a man open there, just couldn't hit him. And that is going to drop incomplete there for the Adams Central Patriots. Hunter Collins was the intended receiver there on that first down throw. That makes it second and 10 here from midfield for the Patriots. Line up in the pistol once again. Same formation, actually. 3-2 Evans left, one receiver to Evans right. Here on first down, they're going to hand, or second down, they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe. He breaks the tackle. It's actually McCray, and he's going to fall down close to a first down marker. Not sure if he actually got the first down. It's going to be close if he didn't get it. And they did give it to him, a gain of 11 yards there on second down. And that makes it first and 10 from the 38-yard line as the Adams Central Patriots line up quickly. They've been liking this no-huddle offense tonight. In the pistol, once again, Evan Johnson going to hand the ball off to McCray. McCray's going to break a tackle. Actually, Evan kept it himself, tricked me up here in the booth, and Evan's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage as he had nowhere to go, and that is a gain of nothing there on first and 10. That's going to make it second and 10 here for the Adams Central Patriots. Here on second down, line up in the pistol once again. Evan Johnson with McCray Hauser behind him. McCray and Gabe must be splitting carries for the time being. Or maybe Gabe's just a little tired. And here on second down, they're going to hand the ball off to McCray. He's got a big hole, breaks the tackle, going to get a first down, and then a little bit more. A gain of probably about 13 there on second and 10. As two times now, McCray's come up big on second and 10 to get a first down to avoid ever going down to that third down play. Hot night here at Patriot Field. Our temperature at the current time is 82 degrees. Sun is still shining. It'll be going down in about 30 minutes here. And here on this first and 10 play, Evan Johnson's going to drop back, and he's going to be under pressure. He's sacked. Sacked on the first and 10 play, and he's going to be sacked for a big loss there. Looks like almost a 10-yard loss there on first down, and that's going to make it second and 17, a 7-yard sack there for the Milford Eagles as Evan Johnson was hanging in the pocket for a little bit too long. And he wasn't able to get rid of the ball. And that makes it second and 17 here for the Adams Central Patriots from the Milford 33-yard line. And we have a timeout on the field by Adams Central. We'll take a timeout with him. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialists at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you're injured on the job, at home, or at play, PTSR is the place to be. Call PTSR at 402-462-8824 or visit them at PTSR.com. Hastings.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field, welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Here, the Adams Central Patriots line up with a second and 17 from the Milford 33-yard line. They're in range of a touchdown, but facing a tough second down here. They're going to hand the ball off to Gabe. He's got blockers. Breaks the tackle. Gets up the sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. He's going to get it past the original line of scrimmage, at least. And we'll see where they marked him out at exactly, as that was on the far sideline. Yeah, he got just past the original line of scrimmage, and that makes it 3rd and 9. Much more manageable third down after that 8-yard run on 2nd down there by Gabe Conant. 5:18 left to go here in the first half. Our score 14-14 between the Milford Eagles and the Adams Central Patriots. And here once again, the Adams Central Patriots are going to be lining up in the pistol formation. They put a man in motion, Eli O'Day, going to give him the ball, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield for a big loss there on 3rd down. And we'll see what the Adams Central Patriots decide to do. Not quite sure what they will decide to do. Looks like they're bringing out Leif Spady. They might be going for it here on this 4th and long as they're kind of in no man's land at the 30-yard line. Too close to punt it, too far to kick a field goal. They're going to line up with 3 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. It is 4th and 16 here for the Patriots. And Evan Johnson in the backfield by himself. He gets the snap, so they are going to go for it. He steps up in the pocket. He's throwing it deep, deep to the end zone. Incomplete there. He overthrew his wide receiver. Derek Vonderfeck there was the intended receiver, and he wasn't able to get to him, and that's a turnover on downs as the Milford Eagles will start their next drive with 1st and 10 at their own 30-yard line as the Milford Eagles defense holds true. They're able to get a stop there on 4th down, and that gives the Milford offense the ball back with a chance here to take the lead before halftime. 4:36 left to go in the second quarter. Our score is 14-14, and Milford just received the ball back, and that makes it 1st and 10 from the Adams Central Patriots 30-yard line. Here on 1st down, the Milford Eagles line up in the shotgun formation. Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard in the backfield. They're going to have the toss, or Nate Mensick is going to keep it himself. He's got some room, breaks a tackle, and he's dropped down right at the 39-yard line. A gain of 9 there on 1st down, and that's going to make it 2nd and 1 here for the Milford Eagles. Good run there by Nate Mensick. Like I said, this is the Nate Mensick, Mitch Wingard show here for the Milford Eagles. I remember that was the case last year, too. 2nd and 1 here after that 9-yard run by Nate Mensick. They keep lining Mitch Wingard up in different formations. They line him up as a wide receiver, and they put him in motion. It's a lot of movement on this offense. It's very tough to deal with. Here on 1st down, they're going to hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard, and he's going to be tackled right near the line of scrimmage. We'll see where they drop him down. They drop him down a little bit past the line of scrimmage. Not sure if it's going to be enough here for a 1st down, and they do. Barely got enough here for a 1st down. That's going to make it 1st and 10 from the 40-yard line here for the Milford Eagles as we have 3:40 left to go here in the first half. Good game we have brewing tonight, 14-14. Adams Central got up early. They're up 7-0, and then they went up 14-7, and now it's tied at 14-all as Mitch Wingard has both the touchdowns for the Eagles, and Evan Johnson threw a touchdown to Eli O'Day, and Gabe Conant has a 31-yard rushing touchdown. Here on 1st and 10, they're going to throw the ball a little screen pass. It's going to be bobbled and incomplete as the receiver wasn't able to come down with it for the Milford Eagles. A drop pass. Derek Vonderfecht with the deflection, the tackle, the breakup there on that 1st and 10 play. That stops the clock at 3:17, and that makes it 2nd and 10 here from the Adams, or from the Milford, 41-yard line. Here on 2nd down, they line up in the shotgun formation once again. Kind of a bunch shotgun formation. Nate Mensick's actually going to throw. He's going to throw it to the sideline, and it's dropped once again here by number 11. That's Isaac Yeakley for the Milford Eagles, and he dropped it as he was open, and he did. It was a nice throw there by Nate Mensick, but it just went right through Isaac Yeakley's hand there on 2nd and 10, and that makes it 3rd and 10 from the Milford 41-yard line still. 3:12 left to go here in this second quarter. That's 2 straight passing attempts by the Milford Eagles. That's rare for them to throw the ball 2 times in a row. They have thrown the ball 7 times already, which is also rare. So 7 times in the first half, 43 yards. Here, Nate Mensick is going to drop back, and now he's going to run it up the middle as he has a lane, and he's going to get tackled there by number 22 for the Adams Central Patriots. That is Noah McNicky. Great tackle there by Noah. An open field tackle on the quick Nate Mensick. And that's going to make it 4th and 6 here for the Milford Eagles, and they're going to elect to punt the ball here back to the Patriots. And now the Patriots will have a chance to get a lead before halftime. 2:40 left to go here in the first half. Speaking of which, the halftime show is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies too. Shop Russ's Market in Hastings because quality matters. Here is the punt. It's a high one, fielded here by Gabe Conan. He's going to break a few tackles, get to about the 30-yard line before he breaks another tackle, spins out of another one. My, Gabe Conan is just hard to bring down, harder than he was last year, it seems like, as he gets that ball all the way up to the 37-yard line, a 46-yard punt, and a 17-18-yard return there by Gabe Conant. Great return to give the Patriots decent starting field possession with 2:14 left to go here in this first half. They definitely have a chance to score a touchdown. They still have one timeout remaining the Patriots have here in this first half. They line up in the pistol formation, and here we do have a timeout taken by the defense, by the Eagles. We'll take a timeout right along with them. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550, KICS, Hastings. 2:14 left to go here in this first half. And we are all knotted up at 14 apiece between the Milford Eagles and the Adams Central Patriots. The Adams Central Patriots have the ball on their own 37-yard line after that big punt return by Gabe Conant. Smart move there by Sean Mulligan to put Gabe Conant in as the punt returner just for that one time, just so they can try to get decent starting field position for this last, more than likely, last drive of the first half, as we are all knotted up, like I just said a moment ago, at 14-14. The Patriots line up in a pistol formation, and they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe. Gabe's got a hole, takes the hole. He busted out towards the sideline to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Gabe Conant's going to high step into the end zone. Touchdown, Gabe Conant, once again having a big first half here. That's his second touchdown of his first half, his second 60-yard-plus run as well, and that makes it 20-14 here with 2:04 left to go in the first half. Great run, great blocking there by the wide receivers and the offensive linemen. Great team effort once again for the Adams Central Patriots as they take a 20-14 lead here in the second quarter, and we await the extra point. The Adams Central Patriots, just whenever they give the ball to Gabe, good things happen. It's been like that for quite a while here at Adams Central, at least dating back to last year. Here is the snap. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up through the uprights. And good. That makes our score 21-14 here at Patriot Field. The Adams Central Patriots over the Milford Eagles. We'll be right back with more football on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Are you ready for some football?
Try Mazur up the middle. He's got a big hole. 35, 40, cuts outside. If he's got the speed, he can go. 40, 30. Miko Mazur has put this football game away.
Here's a quick middle. Wilman blocked. Ace block. Shundoff.
Blue Hills headed to state. Touchdown, John Rouse from 42 yards away.
Don't miss any of the action at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. And here the Milford Eagles and the Patriots. Our score is 21-14. And right now, number 24 for the Patriots, Gabe Conant, has 7 carries for 100 180 yards in the first half alone. Gabe Conant tearing it up here in this first half. He has two touchdowns as well. Here is the kick. We have a whistle, and it's going to be offsides here on the Adams Central Patriots as one of their players got a little too antsy here for the kickoff. Don't see that often. That is a rare penalty right there. Be sure to stay tuned for the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies too. Shop Russ's Market in Hastings because quality matters. It does. Quality does matter. And the Adams Central Patriots are out here playing some high-quality offense, especially Gabe Conant. He's going to be all-district once again. Heck, if he keeps this up and he stays healthy throughout the year, he might be all-state. We'll see, though. He's only a junior, too, so he's going to be here next year, too. Him and Evan and Leif Spady, all of them are going to be back next year. The big three, I like to call them, here for the Adams Central Patriots. Here is the kickoff. It's a line drive kick. Going to be fielded at the 15-yard line, taken to the 20, to the 30 here for the Eagles. He's going to get to the 40-yard line before he's tackled down. Actually, mark him down at the 35-yard line, I should say. Seven there on the carry. That is Cole Tuvey for the Milford Eagles. First and 10 here for the Milford Eagles from their own 35-yard line. 1:58 left to go here in the first half. We'll see if the Eagles try to be aggressive to try to knot this game up or if they kind of take it easy and just let it go to halftime. We'll see what they decide to do as Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard get back on the field here as the two leading yards getters here for the offense of the Milford Eagles. They've been doing it all sorts of ways, passing, running, options. It's been kind of fun to watch here for the Eagles. They're playing well offensively here in this first half. Here they're going to hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard, and he's going to be tackled after a gain of about two. Ooh, and he's coming up a little limpy. He's able to get up, but good defense there by the Adams Central Patriots. They lined up Mitch Wingard on the right hash mark, and he came in motion and received the ball. It's tough to stop that. It's tough with this Milford team. They just got a lot of moving parts, literally. They do a lot of motion plays, a lot of handoffs, a lot of wide handoffs. It's hard to deal with when you got a team that can run the ball like this. Here on second and six, they're going to pass the ball with Nate Mensick, and he's going to throw it over the middle. Almost picked off there. 52 there on the coverage for the Adams Central Patriots. That is Connor Brown on the coverage. Great coverage by Connor. He got up kind of angry at himself because I think he thought that he could have intercepted that ball, but he wasn't able to. It is third and eight here for the Milford Eagles. And you don't really want to stop the clock here. You don't want to give Adams Central another chance to put the ball downfield. A timeout here taken by the offense, by the Eagles. We'll take a timeout right along with them. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. We are just a minute 19 away from the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop. From bakery to a cafe, great selections on groceries and supplies to shop Russ's Market in Hastings because quality matters. Here on this third down play, the Eagles are going to throw the ball here. Nate Messick's throwing back. He's throwing it deep here for his wide receiver, and it's picked off. Picked off here by number 10 for the Adams Central Patriots. He takes it up the sideline. He has blockers in front of him. He gets hit out of bounds. Late hit there at the end of the play. We'll see if they call it. The play was whistled dead for a couple seconds, and then he was hit out of bounds. Number 10 there on the interception, Hunter Collins. Hunter Collins there with the pick. He was deep, playing safety. I don't know. Maybe they had a few extra DBs out there, as usually the safeties are Eli O'Day and Cam Foster. But great interception there. He got it past midfield. They're going to start this drive at the 46-yard line. A chance for the Adams Central Patriots to score another touchdown. A minute four left to go here in this first half. They have a timeout left. They have plenty of time to try to score a touchdown here if they so desire. So here on this first down play, they're going to line up in the pistol formation. They've been lining up in this formation all night long. It's been doing well for them, too. They've been doing a lot of outside runs with Gabe Conant. They're moving right to left. Here it is. Speak of the devil. Outside run to Gabe Conant. He's got blockers in front of him. He's going to try to get to the sideline. He's up the sideline. Gets a first down and then more. And then he's pushed out of bounds right near the 30-yard line. Enough for a first down and another big run there for Gabe Conant as he's approaching 200 yards here in this first half. Gabe Conant having the half of a lifetime. And that's saying a lot for Gabe as he's had some pretty big first halves. As we saw last year here for the Adams Central Patriots. He does get the clock stopped since he went out of bounds. That was a 20-yard gain. So that gives him just over 200 yards here. That's 200 exactly. 200 yards here in the first half for Gabe Conant. And two touchdowns, yes. Our statistician, Gene Shaw, of course, helping me with the stats here tonight. Here on first down, they're going to line up with four receivers to Evan's left, one to his right. He's in the backfield by himself. He's going to drop back to throw, steps up into the pocket, has a man open over the middle. Incomplete. It went right through his hands there. Eli O'Day was the intended receiver. Wasn't able to come up with it. Good coverage, though, by the Milford Eagles on that first down play as the clock stops with 53 seconds left to go. And our score 21-14 here at Patriot Field as the Adams Central Patriots are leading over the Milford Eagles on this hot August night, this hot last night of August. It was 89 degrees at kickoff. I'm sure it's cooled down by now. Now we're starting to get a little bit of breeze coming in, which I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying that breeze. Here on second and 10, the Patriots line up in the pistol formation, going to hand the ball off to Gabe. He's going to try to cut it back towards the middle. He's not able to get anything. And that's going to keep the clock running as he wasn't able to get out of bounds or get any yards. And that's going to make it third and 10. And it seems like we're going to have a timeout here by the Patriots. Yes, we are. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back here with more high school football on ESPN 1550.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. We couldn't do it without them. We couldn't do it without any of our great sponsors, such as Furniture and Mattress Direct, Five Points Bank in Hastings, and, of course, Russ's Market, and, like I just said, Husker Power Products. And they power our broadcast booth by gas and diesel irrigation engines. Here on this third down play after the timeout by Adams Central, we'll see what they decide to do. 44 seconds left. They have third and 10 from the Milford 27-yard line, probably just out of Tyler Slechta's range for a kicker. Here, Evan Johnson's going to drop back on this third down play, steps up into the pocket. He's going to throw it over the middle. Incomplete pass. Evan Johnson's not throwing the ball as well as he can tonight. He's had a few incompletions. A few balls come up short. A few balls go over receiver's head, and we'll see what they decide to do here on this fourth down play. It looks like I still see Evan Johnson on the field. They might be going for it here. I don't see Tyler Slechta or Noah McNicky coming on. Looks like they are going to go for it, as they did this earlier. It was fourth and 15 from their own 30, or from the Milford 30-yard line last time. They didn't get it, but this one was fourth and 10 from the Milford 27-yard line with only 38 seconds left to go here in this first half. Evan Johnson's going to line up in the pistol formation with Gabe Conant in the backfield. Evan's going to step up into the pocket. He's under huge pressure. He gets hit as he's thrown, lit up, and he's going to fall incomplete. Tough pass there for Evan Johnson, but he gets up after the big hit, and they walk off the field after the turnover on downs. We'll see if the Milford Eagles decide to do anything here with this 33 seconds left to go. They have no timeouts. Not great at passing the ball. Probably don't want to make a mistake either or throw a pick like they did last time. So I'm assuming they'll either just knee it or maybe run it a couple times to see if they can get a big run with Mitch Wingard or Nate Mensick, the quarterback. 34 seconds left to go here in this first half. Patriots have played pretty good football here. 21-14 is our score, the Patriots over the Eagles. And here they're going to hand the ball off for the Eagles to Mitch Wingard. He's going to run it off tackle. He's going to try to get out of bounds to stop the clock after a gain of almost 10 there on first down. They give him 10, and they give him enough for a first down. As actually, they don't give him enough. Oh, yeah, they do. They do. They gave him enough for a first down. I was kind of confused there. It took a while for the chain gain to get moving. If Gene Shaw was on that chain gain, they would have been moving right away. But nonetheless, they get a first down here. 26 seconds left to go here in this first half. And looks like the Milford Eagles are going to try something, going to try to score before this halftime is over. First half is over. We'll see if they decide to throw the ball here, though. They're going to do an option play. Nate's going to pitch it off to Mitch. Mitch is going to run it upfield, try to get out of bounds once again, and he's not able to. Clock is going to continue to run. 15 seconds left. They have no timeouts, do the Milford Eagles. We'll see if they're able to get another playoff here before halftime. I don't think they're going to be able to. Maybe they'll be able to run a little Hail Mary or something. Nope, they're not going to get a playoff. That's going to take us to halftime. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the halftime show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too. Shop Russ's Market in Hastings because quality matters. We'll be back with the halftime show right here on ESPN 1550.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Furniture Direct is overstocked and we need room, so it's time to save on discontinued and overstock items. Anything with a red, white, and blue tag is marked down to move. Save on sofas, dining room, recliners, bedroom, and more. Mattress Direct is even joining in with Queen Beauty Sleep mattresses priced as low as $299. Now that's getting more than you expect. The red, white, and blue sale going on now at Furniture and Mattress Direct behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the Greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Let's give you a little scoreboard update, which is brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers to your door. You get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Also, I got to mention this too, the halftime show, which is what we are currently in, is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop from bakery to a cafe. Great selections on groceries and supplies. Shop Russ's Market in Hastings because quality matters. Now let's get you that scoreboard update. In Class A, Kearney, woo, dominating Lincoln North Star 42-0. Grand Island and Lincoln High tied up at halftime. In Class B, Schuyler getting blown out by Lexington 49-0. In the first quarter of the Hastings Tigers game, they're on the road to take on Scotts Bluff. That is 14-0. Scotts Bluff leading over Hastings. Grand Island Northwest leading over McCook 21-7. York beating Blair 35-0. In Class C1, Kearney Catholic and an Aurora. Aurora's leading over Kearney Catholic, 26-14. Broken Bow and Minden are tied at zeros in the second quarter. Columbus Scotus beating Central City, 7-0. Cozad losing to Gothenburg, 14-0 at halftime. Holdridge and Fillmore Central tied at zeros. And then in Class C2, Donovan Trumbull beating Centura, 14-7. Hershey beating Gibbon, 7-0. And over on 1230 KHAS at halftime, St. Cecilia is losing to Freeman 6-0. Freeman actually just came off a victory last week against defending champion in Class C2, UTAN. Shelby RC over Sandy Creek, 42-0 at halftime. It's a blowout. Southern Valley over St. Paul, 28-6 at the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic blowing out Superior, 40-0 at halftime. And then Sutton is all over Wilbur Clatonia, 32-0 at halftime. Little update here in Class C1. Holdridge took the lead over Fillmore Central, 7-0 just now. And in Class D1, Amherst is beating Bertrand, 14-8. Cambridge over Ravenna, 18-12. Arapahoe beating Elm Creek, 16-0. South Loop all over Hemingford, 20-0 at halftime. And then BDS blowing out Elmwood Murdoch, 24-0. And then in D2, Central Valley is beating Giltner, 38-14. Diller O'Dell over Blue Hill, 38-0. It looks like Blue Hill's going to drop to 0-2 after their state championship appearance last year. Loomis beating Franklin, 34-0. And then finally, Kennesaw beating Overton, 18-6 at halftime. And that does it for the scoreboard update. Again, that's brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct. Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture and Mattress Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirect.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with a little more recap of the first half on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get your beauty rest and get a free box spring during the Beauty Rest Labor Day sale at Mattress Direct. Purchase any Beauty Rest Hybrid or Platinum mattress and get a free box spring. Get a free smart bed bundle to monitor your sleep. Want more? How about free local delivery and haul away of your old bed with any Beauty Rest purchase of $699 or more and up to 48 months special financing? Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct, next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Halftime Show, which is brought to you by Russ's Market in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop from bakery to a cafe. And great selection on groceries and supplies to shop Russ's Market in Hastings. You know why? Because quality matters. A little quick first half recap here. The Adams Central Patriots are leading over the Milford Eagles, 21-0. Gabe Conant is having himself a huge first half. Already has over 200 yards. He has 9 carries for 210 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half. And then not the greatest of playing from Evan Johnson. He's 4 for 11 with 50 yards in the first half. He does have a passing touchdown, though. Actually, he's 4 for 12, in the first half with 50 yards. But he does have that passing touchdown, like I said. Overall, though, the Adams Central Patriots have 18 carries for 243 yards. They're running the ball all over this team. And the Eagles, on the other hand, they're 3 for 8 at halftime with 43 yards passing is Nate Mensick. And they have 21 rushes for 122 yards. Mitch Wingard has 13 carries for 109 yards. Adams Central, they got off to the early 7-0 lead as they drove the ball 99 yards on their first drive of the game, with Gabe Conant scoring a 31-yard touchdown run on that one. And then the Milford Eagles came right back a couple drives later, and they scored to make it 7-7. Mitch Wingard with the 8-yard run. And then the Adams Central Patriots took back the lead 14-7 with a 38-yard touchdown pass to Eli O'Day from Evan Johnson. And then the Milford Eagles came right back and tied it up once again with a 26-yard run, this time by Mitch Wingard. And then towards the end of halftime, the Adams Central Patriots were able to put the ball into the end zone one more time behind Gabe Conant, who had a 63-yard touchdown run with 2:04 left to go in the first half. And now that's where we are at with the score 21-14 here at halftime. The Adams Central Patriots are leading. We're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with the head coach of the Hastings College Broncos
Tony Harper right after this on ESPN 1550.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
And we're back at halftime as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper. The Broncos opening up the season last week, 25-21 over Peru State. Coach, it wasn't that easy. You fell behind 21-0, and then some way you found a way to score 25 points in the second half.
Well, the kids came out and played football in that second half. The offense was able to move the football and convert some big third downs. You know, we were able to kick, get some points in the red zone with the field goals with Alex Stockdale and some things like that. And defense buckled down a little bit and didn't give up any points, obviously, in the second half. So it was definitely a tale of two halves, like you say.
Defensively, did we play that much better in the second half? Or?
You know, I don't think it was so much that we played that much better. I think we did some things that put our guys in position to let them play football. You know, we adjusted a couple of alignments, a couple techniques. I thought that allowed them guys to play faster. Didn't play that bad in the first half. You know, we gave up one big play that was a busted coverage on our part. But, you know, they definitely stepped it up in the second half, being able to rally to the football and cause some turnovers.
And offensively, didn't get a whole lot going in the first half. We had some drives, but couldn't get in the end zone. Second half, it was, like I said, a completely different team.
Yeah, I think what happened in the second half is our offense went in at halftime, didn't really make any adjustments. They just calmed everybody down. I mean, that was it. I think we were trying to press it a little bit too much in the first half. You want to get technical about it. We missed some blitz pickups. Peru was getting after us a little bit there, and we dropped some balls. And I thought the coaches did a great job in calming the guys down at halftime.
You never want to maybe go through a game like that where it's the tale of two halves, but the most important thing is you got the win. And I think you also learned a lot about your football team after the first week.
Well, not only did we get the W, it was a lot to overcome. I thought it showed a lot of pride for our guys. I thought they came out, they played together like I've never seen them play together in a long time. You know, there was no complaining, no aw, no moaning, no woe is me stuff or any of that other crap. They just pulled it out, and they played hard in the second half.
Anybody really step up and do the job last week that sticks in your mind?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think it was a whole group effort. I mean, and I told the guys this after the game. I don't think it was just one player on offense or one player on the defense. I think it was both sides of the football. I think it was special teams. I thought the assistant coaches did a great job. And shoot, all those guys in the back of the end zone that are scout team guys for us, I mean, the energy that they had, that they never gave up, that was the thing that stood out to me. So to say just one or two or three guys, I think they all played their hearts out.
So we ran against a triple option team a week ago. Now tomorrow, completely at the other end of the spectrum, we go down to Goodwell, Oklahoma, and play Panhandle State. They do just about everything completely opposite of what Peru did.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked out two different ends of the spectrum if you would have tried on this. Defensively, they're going to bring pressure like we've never seen before. Offensively, you know, they're 11 personnel. They're a multiple spread type of offense. They got a quarterback that's going to throw the football a little bit. So they got dynamic special teams. You know, we got two films on them from last year, and I think they faked at least two or three punts in each one of those. So they do a lot more things down there than what we definitely saw last week and what we're accustomed to.
How is that going back-to-back with these two teams? Naturally, all the calls are got to be different. How tough is that to adjust after just 1 week?
Well, it is tough because, you know, we put in a coverage in the front last week specifically for the triple option, and we will not ever run that thing again until we face another triple option type of team. So from that point, it's going to hurt us a little bit. But on the flip side of it, we still took time away even throughout the game planning for Peru to where our offense could go against our defense. And its offenses are very similar. They're a multiple spread. We're a multiple spread. They may do some different concepts and different things like that. So it's not like we just completely forgot everything that we did defensively and just focused on the triple option. But again, you know, when you get about 60 reps a week on that trip, now you're going to this one, it will be a little bit different.
Their defense is rock solid. Like you said, they come with a lot of pressure. They've got the conference's preseason defensive player of the year on that side of the football, but their linebackers are all good.
If you watch their film, which we did, and Coach Head made me watch a little bit of it, I'm like, man, these boys bring some pressure. And they're big, too. They make a decision. They hit that clear gap right now. So, you know, with that big number 45, their returning guy, preseason conference player of the year for that conference, he's a guy that we're not going to be able to single block him. You know, we're going to have to be able to get up to that level on him and keep our eyes up because he is a downhill football player. They got a couple overhang safety outside linebacker type of guys that are very aggressive as well with their pressure package. So it'll be extremely tough for our offense.
And their offense themselves, they can throw the football. They can run the football.
They're very dynamic. They're 51% run, 49% pass off of last year. Now, obviously, they got two new coordinators on each side of the football. So you don't know how that's really going to tweak some things in regards to all of that stuff. But, again, when your head coach is the O-line coach and it's his offense, got a pretty good idea. They'll be similar to what they did last year. So we just got to make sure we get aligned correctly and get our checks in.
The big thing is we're going to have to score some points, move the football on offense against a defense, like you said, that is a pressure type of defense. How do we counteract that?
Well, first off, we got to start off hot in special teams. You know, last week we did not. We kicked the ball off, and they had a big return past the 50-yard line to put our backs against the wall. Excuse me. So that's how we have to start the game. Our special teams has to start off hot, regardless if we're returning it or covering it. And then defensively, you know, we got to get a turnover in their first couple series or at least get a three and out, which will give us a little bit more confidence. And then offensively, we got to convert on some third downs. We got to put a drive together. You know, the one benefit that we have is we have already played a football game against a different opponent, and they have not. So I don't know if they've scrimmaged anybody or anything like that, but after about the first quarter, that's going to be out the window. So we got to start off. You don't necessarily have to start off hot. You don't have to start off with the lead, but you got to start off consistently. And that's what we're going to have in that first quarter.
Really have to hang our head maybe on the short passing game to work against this pressure.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that ball right now because of how they bring their pressure. They're very good up front. I think they're pretty young compared to what they were last year at the defensive line. But again, with the pressure that they bring, we're going to have to read the hot and we're going to have to identify where it's coming from.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, looking forward to it.
That's Hastings College head coach Tony Harper. Again, Hastings will play Panhandle State tomorrow night. Kickoff will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 5 on 1230 KHAS.
The ball is on the tee. The whistle is blown. It's football season in Nebraska.
Caught it at the 40 and gets to the 42-yard line, and he was blanketed in coverage.
Ball is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted here at the 24-yard line.
He just made the play of the season for himself and the team.
Puts out a stiff arm, makes a miss at the 40. He's crossed the first down marker. He's to the 20. He's to the 10, and he's into the end zone.
Get it all at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. We are just getting ready for the second half kickoff as the They're not Dorchester anymore. It's just Milford Eagles. Speaking of which, though, the Dorchester, I don't know what their mascot is, but the Dorchester football team, they're in six-man football now. So that's good for the city of Dorchester, the town of Dorchester, I should say. They got their own football team. And but it's just the Milford Eagles. I got to remember that. I keep wanting to say the Milford Dorchester Eagles, but it's just the Milford Eagles. They line up here for the second half kickoff. As they elected to defer until the second half, they won the coin toss to start the game. And Adams Central started with the ball. They actually coughed up that opening kickoff. And they gave the ball right back to Milford. But here is the opening kickoff of the second half. It's bobbled, picked up at the 20-yard line. And he's going to get to the 25, to the 30. He's got a hole, one man to beat, and he doesn't beat him. A flag comes out late, though, right near the 29-yard line. That's in the area of holding, potentially a block in the back as well. We'll see what the refs call. But either way, I think this is going to be on the Milford Eagles. And that'll negate their big return. As they had good starting field position, he was going to be knocked out of bounds right around the 41, 42-yard line. But they did ding him for block in the back. It was a block in the back on the Eagles. And that's going to push him back to, I think, the 25-yard line. No, to the 20. That pushes him back to the 20-yard line. So this is the worst starting field position here of the night for the Milford Eagles. They start with the ball first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Adams Central defense, they played really well in the first quarter. They were able to shut down this running game, but ever since then, Milford has kind of had their way with this defensive line of the Adams Central Patriots. Let's see if they can turn things around after halftime, after having that rest, too. That was probably big. Here on the first down, they're going to give the ball to Mitch Wingard, and he's going to get forward for a gain of a few there on first down, maybe a gain of four, and that's going to make it second and six here after that first down carry by Mitch Wingard, as he was able to get 4 yards on the tackle. There was Gage Wright, who has been all over the field defensively tonight. He's playing well at that middle linebacker spot. And here on second and five, the Milford Eagles will line up in shotgun. Just got an update. The Dorchester, they're the Longhorns. The Dorchester Longhorns. So that's their six-man football team name. Here on second, now they're going to hand the ball to Mitch Wingard. He had a big hole, but he got tripped up at the line of scrimmage there. It looked like it was Gage Wright once again tripping him up at the line of scrimmage. Good tackle there by Gage, as that's going to make it third and short, third and about two and a half, maybe 3 yards here. Big third down here for both the Adams Central defense and the Milford offense, as this could kind of be a big third down. This is probably the biggest third down of the night here so far for either team. Here early in this third quarter, 10:30 left to go, 21-14, Adams Central over Milford. Here on this third down play, they're going to hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard. He's running off tackle. He's going to get tackled in the backfield. He fights for it to get back to the line of scrimmage, but it's not going to be enough for fourth down. So that's going to make it fourth down. He did end up losing a yard there. That was great containment there by the defensive line as they were trying to run it outside. They've been doing that all night. Looks like Sean Mulligan made an adjustment at halftime to kind of have the DNs play outside a little bit more, kind of contain that end so they can't get outside as much as they were earlier. So now the Adams Central Patriots will line up to receive this punt. It's Eli O'Day and Gabe Conant back there to receive. And this is a high, booming punt. Fair catch there by Gabe Conant. He fair catches it at the 32-yard line, and that is where the Adams Central Patriots will start this drive, the first drive of the second half. They have first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. That was a 48-yard punt there, a boomer, a big punt there for the Milford Eagles. So Adams Central, I'm sure they're looking to take a commanding lead here. If they were to go up two touchdowns, that'd be pretty tough for the Milford Eagles to come back from, as they're already trailing 21-14. And like I've mentioned before, this team's not great at passing the ball. They like to run it. They like to play with the lead like they were last week when they won 45-0. Here, another bobble snap by Evan Johnson. This one almost went over his head. It hits his helmet. It goes high up in the air. He catches it, and then he's sacked for a loss. Another bobbled snap there. That's the third one of the game for Evan Johnson. Going to have to talk to Sean Mulligan about that after the game, see what he thinks about that, what was going on there. But nonetheless, that's going to make it second and long here. Loss of six there on the first down play. Actually, he didn't lose any yards. It looked like he lost more than that. Lost 1 yard. So that makes it second and 11. Evan Johnson must have fought his way forward for less yards than he would have lost. Here they line up in the pistol on second down. Evan Johnson going to fake the handoff to Gabe Conant. Going to run a little hitch route out here to the outside receiver. That's Noah McNicky, or actually, excuse me, Tyler Slecta on the catch. That was Noah McNicky. I was right. I should have gone with my gut. Noah McNicky there on the catch. And that's going to make it third and about four to go after that seven-yard completion on first down, or second down. 8:45 left to go here in this third quarter. Our score 21-14. Adams Central leading over Milford. And now they have a third down and four from their own 40-yard line. Here they line up in the pistol formation. Going to hand the ball off to Evan. Gabe Conant busted up the middle for a first down and more. He gets past midfield, and that's right where he's taken down. Taken down at the 51-yard line. Of course, that is a first yard, a 12-yard carry there on third and four. Another good run by Gabe, and he just keeps racking up that total. He might have 1,000 yards by the time this night's over. Already like 212 yards on the game, and that is his. That is the Adams Central Patriots' ninth first down of the game. And now they have first and 10 from the Milford 48-yard line. Once again, lining up in the pistol formation. Evan Johnson in the backfield with Gabe Conant. They're going to throw it out, a little screen pass here. And it's going to be caught by Eli O'Day. Or excuse me, that's not Eli O'Day. Derek Vonderfecht. I've got to get these wide receivers down. I keep getting them confused. Nonetheless, it's Derek Vonderfecht on the catch for a gain of nothing there on first down. That's going to make it second and 10 as that little bubble screen wasn't able to get anything going. As we await the second down play, a little reminder here to stay tuned for, or not stay tuned on ESPN 1550 over at 1230 KHAS. After the games are all done, you can hear the scoreboard show hosted by Jeff Babel. Here on second down, they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe Conant, and he's going to fight forward for a gain of about four there, and that's going to make it third and six, after that second down run of 4 yards. Good run there by Gabe Conant. It's been good running all night. Good blocking, good running by the whole Adams Central Patriots team. I'm sure if we were going to be giving out Player of the Games trophy, it's going to be Gabe Conant, the early candidate. Maybe even the offensive line to go with him, because that offensive line has been blocking well. And here on third and seven, they line up in the pistol formation to the Patriots. Going to fake the handoff to Gabe. He's going to throw it over the middle. Caught there by Eli O'Day. And that's going to be a first down. Great catch there. 11-yard gain, or 8-yard gain, excuse me, on third and seven. Actually, it was 11 yards on third and seven there to give them a first down. And then they're looking at first and 10 from the Milford 34-yard line. The Adams Central Patriots kind of methodically moving the ball downfield here, killing clock as well. I'm sure this is exactly what Sean Mulligan wanted. Started the game out defensively, or the half out defensively, with a three and out. Now they're moving the ball downfield. They give the ball here to Gabe. He's got a big hole. Breaks the tackle. He's to the 20, to the 10. He's into the end zone for another touchdown. Gabe Conant with his third on the day, and he just keeps running the ball, approaching 250 yards rushing here in the second half. Another great run and great blocking by the Adams Central Patriots offense. That makes our score here in the third quarter, the Adams Central Patriots 27, the Milford Eagles 14, as we await the extra point. 6:27 left to go here in the third quarter. Another great run by Gabe Conant. And now we await the extra point. They line up for it. Tyler Slecta, who's been perfect tonight on extra points, 3 for 3. Here's his fourth one. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights. And good, says the refs. So that'll make our score 28-14. They have now doubled up the Milford Eagles. We'll be back with more high school football. You're listening to the Adams Central Patriots on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. That drive by the Adams Central Patriots, 7 yards, or 7 plays, 67 yards, and a 24-yard touchdown, or a 34-yard touchdown by Gabe Conant to wrap things up, and that's his third touchdown of the night. Early candidate for the MVP, the player of the game, I should say. Here is the kickoff. It's a high one. Going to be fielded at about the 15, the 10-yard line here by the Milford Eagles. Gets past the 20, shakes a man off, gets to the 25, and he's going to be taken down right at the 27-yard line. And that was a 41-yard kickoff there by Tyler Slekta, the kicker for the Adams Central Patriots. And he's a good kicker. He was good last year. Didn't miss too many extra points. He can bang home a 28, 30-yard field goal as well. He has a good leg, and he isn't afraid of those moments, as he made some clutch kicks last year, if I recall correctly. 6:19 left to go here in this third quarter as the Milford Eagles are looking to stay in this game. They're down 14 points right now. 28-14 is our score. And they will be probably throwing the ball a little bit more here. We'll see. Here they hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard. And he's going to get to the outside tackle, and he's only going to get about 1 yard, as it looks like Sean Mulligan has kind of made some adjustments to these outside runs that the Milford Eagles were running in the first half successfully. And now they are last two they have ran have gone for about 1 yard total. That's going to make it 2nd and 9 here for the Milford Eagles. 5:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Our score, Adams Central 28, Milford 14. Milford's coming off a win last week. They won 45-0 over the team they played in the Falls City, I believe it was, actually. 45-0 was the score last week. Here on the second down play, Nate Mensick is going to keep the ball, and he's going to get it off tackle. He's going to run up the middle to the 35, to the 40-yard line. He's going to be taken down past the first down marker. It's enough for a first down, and they're going to mark him down at about the 42-yard line. That was a 17-yard run there by Nate Mensick, as the Milford Eagles just aren't going away. They're fighting. They're trying to stay in this game. This is basically the same score as it was last year. It was 27-14 was the final. 28-14 right now, Adams Central over Milford. Milford definitely better than last year. They have a lot of returning starters from last year. I think I saw 8 on offense and 7 on defense, including Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard. Mitch Wingard gets the handoff here on this first down play. He's going to gain a gain of about 4 or 3 yards here on this first down carry. That's going to make it 2nd and 7 here after that Mitch Wingard run. And like I've been saying all night, for the Milford Eagles, it's the Mitch Wingard, Nate Mensick show. As it's, if they're playing offense, you can suspect one of those two are going to get the ball. Nate Mensick is the quarterback, and Mitch Wingard is the running back. I've also been told that they have a second running back, Sam Copley, who gets some carries as well, but he hasn't come in much tonight. It's been, like I said, the Mitch Wingard, Nate Mensick show. And here they face a 2nd and 7 after that first down run by Mitch Wingard. And Nate Mensick is going to drop back to throw, and it's dropped there on the sideline, on the far sideline, by the wide receiver for the Milford Eagles, and that's going to make it 3rd and 8 here, and that's a 3rd and long, basically, for the Milford Eagles. As like I've said plenty of times throughout the night, they don't like to pass the ball. They like to run it. Passing is not their strong suit. They'd rather just pound the ball down your throat. I'm sure if they could, they'd run the ball every snap. But in a game like this, when you're down 28-14, then the clock's ticking, 4:20 left to go in the third quarter, you got to do something to try to even up the score. So we'll see what they decide to do here with 3rd and 7, at their own 45-yard line. They line up in the shotgun formation with Nate Mensick and Mitch Wingard. Fake the handoff to Mitch Wingard, and he's going to throw deep to his wide receiver here, and it's going to be over his head, incomplete. Great coverage there by number 8 for the Adams Central Patriots. That's Tyler Slekta, also the kicker, plays cornerback as well. So now the Milford Eagles come out to punt the ball as the Adams Central Patriots D once again makes a stand, as they are playing extremely well here in this second half, defensively and offensively too. As we await the kickoff, or the punt rather, we have Eli O'Day back there returning for the Adams Central Patriots, and he calls for a fair catch. It's going to go out of bounds right at the 25-yard line. And that is where the Adams Central Patriots will start this drive after that 39-yard punt by the Milford Eagles. 4:05 left to go here in the third quarter. Our score, Milford 14, Adams Central 28 here at Patriots Field. It's been a pretty good game here for the Adams Central Patriots. It's been an amazing game for Gabe Conant. I think he already has almost 250 rushing yards. He has three touchdowns, and he doesn't even have that many carries. I think he has 10 or 11 carries at most, maybe 12. Nonetheless, Gabe Conant, he is the superstar we remember from last year. And got to give that offensive line a lot of credit as well, as they are blocking for him. So are the wide receivers. Everybody's blocking for him. Here on this first down play, the Evan Johnson lines up in the backfield with Gabe Conant. Going to have to hand the ball off to Gabe. Gabe's going to break a tackle, get to the sideline, break another tackle, and carry a man forward for a gain of about 6 there on first down. And that's going to make it 2nd and 4. That was tough running there by Gabe Conant. Not only is he a speedy, kind of juke you out kind of running back, he's also the kind of running back that'll tackle you. You'll come up to hit him, and he'll hit you, and you'll fall forward. He'll fall down too, but he'll get those extra yards by fighting forward for him. He is one heck of a player, is Gabe Conant. Like I said, he was all-district last year. Probably will be all-district again this year. Maybe even all-state if he keeps it up. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. It's going to be a fake handoff to Gabe this time. Evan's going to throw deep to his man, Tyler Slekta, and it's not going to be open. He actually threw him between two receivers there. That was Tyler Slekta and Noah McNicky there on the receiving end. Neither of them were able to come up with it, as that makes it 3rd and 4 here for the Adams Central Patriots. Haven't seen much Leif Spady. He caught that one pass in the first quarter. Hasn't been in since. I do know he's banged up a little bit. He was not on the starters, but he was still on the roster sheet. He did warm up in the pregame, did dress up and everything. And he has only been in a few plays, and he only has one catch here in this game. But the Adams Central Patriots are doing just fine without him. Here on 3rd and 5, they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe. He's running off tackle. He's going to try to break a tackle or two. He's going to be close to a first down marker. Very, very, very close. We'll see what they decide to do here after the run by Gabe Conant. And it looks like they're going to give him enough for a first down. Just short. Short by inches. Inches. 4th and inches here for the Adams Central Patriots. They're at their own 36-yard line. It is 4th down. I'm sure they do kind of want to put this game away. And it looks like they're going to take a timeout and talk about it. Yes, they are. Whoa, hold on, actually. Looks like it's a referee timeout. The referees are conferring. They're going to bring out the chain gain and measure this ball. That's what's going on here. So we'll see what the chain gain says. We'll have Gene Shaw here, our statistician, put on his binoculars and tell us what he thinks. What do you got for me, Gene? You think it's a first down, yes or no? Short. He says just short. Oh, they give him the first down. Gene was wrong here, but nonetheless, they give him the first down. Don't need to worry about the 4th down. Attempt as they got the first down by the nose of the ball, just barely. Great running there by Gabe Conant once again. Like I said, he can break off those big runs, but he gets those short little 3 or 4 yard tough runs that other running backs might only be able to turn into 1 or 2 yards. He gets those runs, and right there he converted a 3rd and 5 quite impressively just by the nose of the ball too. Great run there by Gabe Conant. They take him out of the game for a little breather, and they bring in McCray. 2:35 left to go here in the third quarter. Adams Central Patriots leading 28-14. They're going to hand the ball off to McCray. He's going to run it off tackle, and he gets forward for a gain of about 3 yards there on first down, maybe a little bit more. Yeah, they give him 3 yards. That's 2nd and 7 now as the Adams Central Patriots continue to move this ball and just kill that clock. 2:10 left already in the third quarter. This third quarter is kind of just flying by. 28-14 our score. Now they have a 2nd, and I think they gave him 4 yards. No, they gave him 3, so it's 2nd and 7 here after that first down run by McCray. McCray still in the game. Evan Johnson in the pistol formation with McCray behind him. Our Gabe Conant come back in. Now it's 24-25, so it's hard to tell sometimes, but Evan Johnson throws the ball. Here complete to Eli O'Day. Eli O'Day breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle. That's 3 tackles on this play alone, and he gets past the 40-yard line. Big gain there on 2nd down, enough for a 1st down, and then some. He gets it to the 38-yard line, and that's a 17-yard gain there on 2nd down. Another great throw and catch by Eli O'Day and Evan Johnson. Looks like Eli O'Day is Leif Spady Jr. when Leif's not in. He did like to throw to Eli a lot. That's kind of a... Eli is a great receiver as well. They got a lot of great weapons here at Adams Central. as they are showing it tonight. They're showing off their stuff tonight against a good Milford team. They won in week one against Fall City. They won 45-0, blew them out, ran all over them. And here the Adams Central Patriots line up in the pistol formation on this first down play. It's going to be a little toss to McCray. McCray's going to break a tackle, get to the outside, fight forward for a gain of about 5 or 6 there on first down. And that's going to make it 2nd and 5 after that first down run by McCray. They got a two-headed monster here, do they? McCray can run the ball. He could last year, too. He's a little young, though. And, of course, Gabe Koenig can run the ball as well.
Family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Hi, I'm Ann.
I'm Dave.
7-yard gain off right side, and that is going to be enough for a Hawk first down, number 7 of the night. And a couple of nice carries here by Clark on this drive, a 26-yard, just some good, tough running, finding the seam on the right side here. And St. Cecilia keeps the drive going here, 1:30 left to go here in the third quarter, 19-0, Freeman on top. Now they'll start the clock, and we'll be under about 120 here to go in the third quarter as St. Cecilia still stands in the huddle. They've got to show a little more urgency here as they trail by 3 scores.
Yeah, wide receiver.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Furniture Direct is overstocked and we need room, so it's time to save on discontinued and overstock items. Anything with a red, white, and blue tag is marked down to move. Save on sofas, dining room, recliners, bedroom, and more. Mattress Direct is even joining in with Queen Beauty Sleep mattresses priced as low as $299. Now that's getting more than you expect. The red, white, and blue sale going on now at Furniture and Mattress Direct behind Sonic and Hastings. And find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get ready to rumble!
They try Mazur up the middle. He's got a big hole. 35, 40, cuts outside. If he's got the speed, he can go. 40, 30. Miko Mazur has put this football game away.
Here's a quick middle. Wellman blocked. Ace block. Shundoff.
Blue Hills headed to state. Touchdown, John Rouse from 42 yards away.
Don't miss any of the action at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Shoulder or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialists at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you're injured on the job, at home, or at play, PTSR is the place to be. Call PTSR at 402-462-8824 or visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Reminder for all of our flu shot clinics that we're starting to schedule flu shots. So give us a call, 462-4466. If your office would like us to come out and give flu shots on site, like I said, give us a call. Also, compliance packaging. Give us a call if you or your loved one need some assistance in setting up some compliance packaging. That can be done at either store, Burt's downtown, 402-462-4343, or Burt's at the clinic, 462-4466. Thanks.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Back here at Patriot Field, the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, as we continue to deal with some technical difficulties here. And here on this first down play, the Milford Eagles are going to bust up a big run. He gets to the 50, to the 40, and he's tackled out of bounds right near the 35-yard line as they cross midfield for the first time all second half, as they mark him right out of bounds right at the 36-yard line of Adams Central. It's a big run there for Mitch Wingard there for the 35-yard run for the Milford Eagles there on first down, and that's going to give him first and 10 from the Adams Central 36-yard line. 10:54 left to go here in this fourth quarter. The Milford Eagles still fighting, still not trying to give this game up. They want to win. They've came and they've lost here two straight years. They don't want to lose a third. They got a lot of seniors on this team that were here for both those other losses. And here Nate Mentzik is going to keep the ball himself. He's going to run it off tackle, and he's going to get tackled out of bounds after a gain of about four there on first down. And that's going to make it second and 6 here after that first down carry from Nate Mentzik. Nate Mentzik and Mitch Wingard, they are the MVPs of this team. Last year, Mitch Wingard rushed for 1,211 yards and 15 touchdowns. Nate Mentzik rushed for 429, and he passed for 167 and 3 touchdowns. Last year, they're a run-heavy team. They just beat Falls City 43-0 last week. So they're a good team. Much improved from last year. Here they're going to run the option on second and six. And Nate Mensick is going to keep it himself. He's going to break a tackle. And another one. He's going to get to the 10, to the 5. And he's tackled down right near the 5-yard line. And now the Milford Eagles not going away. They're going to have a first and goal from the 6-yard line here after that good run by Nate Mensick. 28-yard run there by Nate Mensick. Just to give you an idea of how much this team runs, Gabe Conant ran a lot last year. He only had 1,052 rushing yards, whereas Mitch Wingard had 1,211. To be fair, though, Gabe Conant did miss a little bit of time last year. He was dealing with an ankle injury in the middle of the season, and he wasn't necessarily out, but he got definitely substantially less carries than he would have. And here on this first and goal play, they're going to hand the ball off to Mitch Wingard. He's going to be close to the end zone, and they're going to mark him down right at the half-yard line. As close as you can get to the end zone, and that's going to make it second and goal here from the half-yard line for the Milford Eagles with 10 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Second and goal here. Mitch Wingard and Nate Mensick line up in the backfield. It's weird because usually they line up Mitch Wingard on the wide receiver and motion him in. But here they're going to hand the ball off to Mitch, and he's going to get into the end zone for another touchdown. I think that's Mitch's third touchdown of the night. He's having himself a good football game, as that makes our score here in the fourth quarter 34-20 as we await the extra point, as Milford just won't go away. They're fighting hard. This is what you expect from a senior bunch of kids, though. They got a lot of seniors on this team. And like I've mentioned before, a lot of seniors on this team that have started the last 2 years that they've played Adams Central and lost against Adams Central. So I'm sure there's a lot of seniors here itching to beat this team. They're not going to give up easily. Here's the extra point. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights and good as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back with more high school football on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines. From Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton, that drive by the Milford Eagles, 7 plays, 71 yards, and a 1-yard touchdown run to cap it off by Mitch Wingard, his third touchdown of the day for Mitchie there. For the Milford Eagles, and that it makes our score 34-21 with 9:45 left to go. Let's see if the Adams Central Patriots can put together a put-away drive here, get a few first downs, run that clock out a little bit, hammer the ball with McCrane, Gabe, and maybe throw it a little bit here with Evan Johnson. But nonetheless, they're looking to put this game away here with this drive. If they get a touchdown or if they just kill a lot of clock, it's definitely over. We'll see what happens, though. As the Milford Eagles kick this ball off, it is a line drive kick and fielded at the 20-yard line, and he's going to bring it up to the 30. Flag is thrown there at about midfield at the 45-yard line from the back. That might be in the area of blocking the back. Not sure what it was. Got a mosquito here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Don't want to get West Nile virus. Need some DEET. Need to get this mosquito out of here. He's annoying me. But yeah, I think I smacked him, Gene. But nonetheless, 9:39 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We wait to see what the flag is, and it is on Adams Central. They're going to move the ball back to the 24-yard line after that penalty there. It was a block in the back there on the kickoff return. Adams Central has first and 10 from their own 24. Whatever it is, it's better than starting at the 1-yard line like they did with the first two drives of this game. One of those actually went for a touchdown, too. Here on first down, they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe Conant. He finds a crease, breaks a tackle, jukes out of another one, and then breaks a third tackle. He gets to midfield, and then he's finally taken down right around the 47-yard line. Another big run there for Gabe Conant, and he's approaching 300 rushing yards on the night. I don't know what the record is for the Adams Central Patriots. I don't know if he's close to it or not, but he's got to be close. They can't have more than 300 rushing yards in a single game by a single player. We'll have to ask Sean Mulligan if he knows about that coming up at the postgame show. Gabe Conant lines up in the backfield here once again with Evan Johnson. They line up in that pistol formation that they love so much. They love running off tackle here. It's going to be a fake handoff. He's going to throw the ball to the sideline, and it's going to be over the head there of Eli O'Day as Evan Johnson's just not on target tonight. He's getting bailed out by the run game a little bit, but he's just a little bit off kilter tonight, not throwing the ball as well as he usually does. He usually has a high completion percentage, able to hit his receivers, especially when they're open, and he's missed some open receivers tonight, has Evan Johnson. And on the night so far, Evan Johnson is 7 for 18 with 85 yards. He does have a touchdown to Eli O'Day, though. So he does have that going for him as well. Here on this second down play, they're going to hand the ball off to Gabe Conant up middle. And he's going to bowl forward for a gain of about 3 or 4 yards there on second down. And that's going to make it third and medium, about third and six here for the Adams Central Patriots. Big third down here for the Patriots and the 8:45 left to go here in this fourth quarter. The Adams Central Patriots trying to win their first game of the season as they lost last week to the first-ranked Aurora Huskies. And here on this third and sixth play, they line up in that pistol formation once again. Three receivers to the right this time, one to the left. And they're going to hand it off to Gabe Conant. He's going to get off tackle. He's getting some good blocks from his wide receivers. He breaks a tackle. He's going to juke up field, breaks another tackle. It's unbelievable watching Gabe Conant run as he's knocked out of bounds right around the 26-yard line. He just breaks tackle after tackle. I say it almost every play. Breaks a tackle and then another tackle. Gabe Conant is just a slippery snake out there, and I think he has officially eclipsed the 300-yard rushing mark on the night. And like I said, we're going to have to ask Sean Mulligan after the game, what's the record for most rushing yards in a game by a Adams Central Patriot, because Gabe Conant might have it here for the Patriots as he is running the lights out here at Patriot Field. 8 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. They're doing exactly what they want to do. Patriots moving the ball, getting first downs, killing the clock with this 34-21 lead. They hand the ball again here to Gabe Conant. He breaks a tackle, and then he's taken down on the second attempt. He gets about 9 there, maybe 10. On that first down carry, he might have enough for a first down. They mark him down right at the 16-yard line, it looks like. So just barely not enough for a first down. He did get 9. So that makes it 2nd and 1 here. 2nd and 2 on it for the Adams Central Patriots. They're bringing it in for a measurement on 2nd and 2. It's probably 2nd and 1. We'll see what the measurement is. It looks like they are going to be by about a yard. Little less than a yard, so that is going to make it 2nd and 1. I was right. The scoreboard keeper was wrong. I'd like to point that out because it said 2nd and 2 on the scoreboard. That's why I changed it. 2nd and 1 here for the Adams Central Patriots as they get Gabe Conant in the game. And the clock should continue to run. Yes, it is. 7:30 and counting as the score is 34-21. Here they line up in that pistol formation once again. Gabe Conant lining up behind Evan Johnson, the two stars of this team. Leif Spady, of course, hurt tonight, so he's not getting too many snaps. And here they're kind of just milking the clock is Evan Johnson. He's waiting until the last second. Here they snap the ball. Gabe takes the handoff. He squeaks by a tackler, gets through another one, gets enough for a first down, carries the guy even further past the 15-yard line, past the 10-yard line, and they're going to get first and goal here. Are the Adams Central Patriots with 7 minutes exactly left to go here in this fourth quarter. Another great run by Gabe Conant as he is just unbelievable tonight. Tremendous effort by Gabe Conant and the offensive linemen. Both of them, all of them deserve credit. The whole team does, really, because the wide receivers are really blocking well, too. I'm sure Sean Mulligan is happy with this offensive performance tonight by the Adams Central Patriots, even with Evan Johnson kind of a little bit sporadic on his throws. Here they line up in the I formation, and Evan Johnson's going to keep up himself, a little quarterback keeper, and he's going to get forward for a gain of about 4 or 5 there on first down, actually 3 yards, and that's going to make it 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. here for the out-of-central Patriots. 6:20 left to go here in this fourth quarter. They are doing exactly what they set out to do, what I said they needed to do, which is get a few first downs, milk this clock, and then hopefully score. They're already in field goal range to make this a 37-21 game if they don't get the touchdown. So in great position here are the Adams Central Patriots. And here they line up in the Maryland I formation, and we have whistles pre-snap. I think it's going to be an illegal motion or a false start on the Adams Central Patriots. We'll see what they call. Yep, a false start there on the Patriots. That's going to push them back 5 yards. That'll make it second and goal from the 9-yard line now for the Patriots. From the 8-yard line, actually. 6 minutes left to go, though, nonetheless, here in this fourth quarter. And Adams Central Patriots just milking the ball here. Doing a great job of it, too, I might add. As they are, the wind's starting to pick up here at Adams Central. So it might be a tough kick if they'd elect to go with the Tyler Slecta field goal attempt. But we'll see what happens. They might just pound into the end zone here with Gabe Conant. Gabe Conant is in the game. They're going to hand it off to him off right tackle. And he's going to break a tackle. And he's going to dive into the end zone for another touchdown. His fourth on the night. And that's going to give him over 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. And now our score is 40-21 as it was the put-away drive that the Adams Central Patriots needed. 5.5 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Adams Central is en route to a 1-1 start to this 2018 season after losing last week to first-ranked Aurora. They're coming out here and with a fire in their eyes. As we mentioned in the pregame interview with Sean Mulligan, this Milford team was going to come out with a chip on their shoulder. They got a lot of seniors that have lost 2 straight against the Patriots. They want to win. So this was going to be a tough matchup. And they beat Fall City last week 43-0. As we have a timeout here taken by the Patriots. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back with more high school football on ESPN 1550.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around. And the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back here at Patriot Field, we have the Milford fans beginning to exit, making their way back to Milford as they know that this game is all but over. The fat lady has not yet sung, but she's pretty close. She's about 5 minutes and 28 seconds away from singing. As our score here in the fourth quarter is the Adams Central Patriots 40 and the Milford Eagles 21 as we await this extra point here by Tyler Slecta, who is 4-for-5 on the night. He missed one. But that was after a false start by the Patriots that pushed him back 5 yards. That made it a little bit harder field goal there for Slecta. Whoa, they're going for two here are the Patriots. So they line up with Evan Johnson back with Gabe Conant. It's going to be a pass play. He's going to throw it backwards to Gabe Conant, and Gabe drops it. Trying a little two-point conversion play there to make it a 21-point game, make it a three-possession game. It's a three-possession game nonetheless, but 5:28 left to go. Our score here, 40-21. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Furniture Direct is overstocked and we need room, so it's time to save on discontinued and overstock items. Anything with a red, white, and blue tag is marked down to move. Save on sofas, dining room, recliners, bedroom, and more. Mattress Direct is even joining in with Queen Beauty Sleep mattresses priced as low as $299. Now that's getting more than you expect. The red, white, and blue sale going on now at Furniture and Mattress Direct behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Let's give you Gabe Conant's official numbers here. You're going to be wowed. 18 carries, for 324 yards, four touchdowns for Gabe Conant. He's having a monster night. Can't wait to talk to Sean Mulligan about that. I know Sean, though. He's going to say, we're going to thank the offensive line for that one. He's going to say the offensive line played way. Yeah, but that Gabe Conant has broken a lot of tackles, though, tonight. I mean, I've said it almost every play he touches the ball. Is a broken tackle by Gabe, another one by Gabe, and it's just unbelievable the running we've seen here tonight. He's running with a purpose. Since the first play was a 61-yard run. And here the kickoff return is going to be fielded at the 10-yard line by the Milford Eagles, and he's going to be brought down right near the 25-yard line. Decent return there, return of about 15 yards. And that's going to give the Milford Eagles a first and 10 from their own 27-yard line as they are trailing 40-21 with 5:20 left to go. We'll see if they maybe wave the white flag or if they continue to fight as they're down three possessions here in the fourth quarter. That'd be a miracle of a comeback if they were able to pull it off. All they'd have to do is get three touchdowns because of the missed extra points by the Adams Central Patriots. But three touchdowns in 5 minutes and 20 seconds, that's not easy. They line up here on this first and 10 from their own 27-yard line in a shotgun formation. Going to hand the ball off here to Mitch Wingard. And Wingard's going to take it forward for a gain of about 9. Actually, he's going to keep fighting his way forward for a first down and more. They're not able to bring him down. They just got to kind of stop him from moving. And the refs whistle to play dead, and he gets a 15-yard gain there on first and 10. And that's enough to move the chains there for the Milford Eagles. They're not going away. They're still fighting. 5:10 left to go here in the fourth quarter. They don't want to lose this game. Like I've mentioned plenty of times, these seniors have lost two straight here against the Adams Central Patriots. They don't want to lose a third, but it's looking pretty bleak for them here as they're down 19 points in the fourth quarter with just under 5 minutes left to go. They have 11 first downs, though, due to the Milford Eagles. Here on first down, they're going to keep it with Nate Mensick. He's going to get off tackle, and now we have a flag come out late. It's going to be holding. Derek Vonderfecht was looking for the flag, and he got it. He was happy about that, and that's going to be holding on big number 24 there, the offensive lineman for the Milford Eagles. That's going to push them back 10 yards. That'll make it first and 20 from their own 32-yard line. That's a backbreaker right there. 4:46 left to go. That's their third penalty, their third holding penalty in this game. 40-21 is our score. The Adams Central Patriots leading over the Milford Eagles. 4:46 left to go. First and 20. From their own, where are they lining up at? The refs haven't even placed the ball yet. What are these refs doing? Yeah, they're on the 42-yard line, and it's taken this long for the refs to move it back 10 yards. They announced that it was holding, like 38 minutes ago, and then it takes them 28 minutes to move the ball back 10 yards. So they move it to the 29-yard line. I guess 13 yards. Nonetheless, it's going to be first and 20 here from the 29-yard line for the Eagles. And this ball is thrown over the middle. This is why they don't throw it a lot. That was almost intercepted there on that first down throw as it went incomplete over the middle. Second and 20 here. 4:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. I'm assuming if the Patriots get a stop here, they're probably just going to be able to run out the rest of this clock with Gabe Conant or McCray in that wonderful offensive line. And then go home with a victory here in week two to make their record 1-1. Crazier things have happened, though. Milford is not out of it yet. 4:38 left to go. Crazier things have happened. Not too many crazier things, but a few. Here on second and 20, they're going to pitch the ball, and it goes over the head of Mitch Wingard, but he's able to get it on that option play, and he gets forward for a gain of about 5 there. On second and 20, and that'll make it second and 15 as they mark him out of bounds right at the 34-yard line. So, yep, given a game of 5. That is now third and 15 here for the Eagles with 4:31 left to go here in the fourth quarter. So they need to get to the 48-yard line of Adams Central to get this first down. They're at the 34, so that's about an 18-yard gain. I don't know what's going on with the scoreboard keepers in that holding call, but This has been a mess of a drive here on all sides, except the Adams Central defense. They're playing really well. Here, Nate Mencik is going to be forced out to his left on this third down throw. He's going to throw it to the sideline just out of bounds, as it was great defense there by the Adams Central Patriots. He had to throw it away. No one was there, and that makes it fourth and about a bus ride here for the Eagles, and they're going to probably elect to punt the ball as, yep, the punt team comes on to give this ball back to the Adams Central Patriots. 4:21 left to go here in this fourth quarter. I'm sure the Patriots would like to just wrap things up here with one final drive, get a few first downs, let the clock milk as much as possible, and then end this game and get out of here with a win and no injuries. There have been no injuries really on either side tonight. That's always a good football game when you know no one's gotten hurt. That is a nice thing to know. Here is the punt. It's almost blocked, and it's going to be fielded at the 35-yard line, and he's going to get it to the 40. He's going to cut it up to the 50-yard line and be pushed out of bounds is Eli O'Day at the 49-yard line of the Milford Eagles with 4:09 left to go as the Adams Central Patriots jot out there for their more than likely final offensive possession of the game, as they're just probably looking to, like I said, get a few first downs and then put this bad boy away. Sure, they're going to run the ball heavily here with McCray or Gabe Conant. We'll see who's in there. Evan Johnson is still in the game, the signal caller here for the Adams Central Patriots. Not playing too hot tonight, but playing well enough to win. He hands the ball off here to McCray. McCray gets the ball. He jukes a tackler, breaks another tackle. McCray and Gabe just running hard tonight, both of them. Just won't give up. McCray Heiser running hard tonight. A 6-yard gain there on first down to make it 2nd and 4 as the clock continues to run. And it looks like McCray's going to stay in the football game here. Eli O'Day and Vanderfecht come out of the game. Be sure to stay tuned for the post-game show where we're going to give a player of the game, probably going to go to Gabe Conant. And we'll also talk with Sean Mulligan, probably going to talk about Gabe Conant. I want to ask him if he broke the record. We'll see. 3:28 left to go. They're going to hand the ball off to McCray. McCray's going to get wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a few inches there on 2nd down. And that is going to make it 3rd down and about 4 or 5 there after that 2nd down carry by McCray Huser on that run play. But they are milking the clock. The clock is approaching 3 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. Our score, the Adams Central Patriots 40. The Milford Eagles 21. They line up in the pistol formation. I think McCray's still in the game here for the Adams Central Patriots. Evan Johnson is as well. They hand the ball off here to McCray. Oh, no, Evan Johnson kept it here on the quarterback keeper as he faked the handoff to McCray, and he's going to get enough for the first down. Good run there by Evan Johnson. Great play call by Sean Mulligan. A little bit of trickery. They've been running that option, or not option, that what's the word I'm looking for? I guess it is a quarterback option play. He has the option to hand the ball off to McCray or keep it himself. And it looks like Evan Johnson's officially coming out of the game. They're bringing in the backup quarterback here as this game is all but over. And they're bringing in the backup quarterback to get a little bit of playing time here are the Adams Central Patriots. Number 9. Backup quarterback is Cam Foster, who also got an interception on defense. He got an interception on defense as a backup safety. Now he's in playing the backup quarterback, Cam Foster. He is a sophomore, so you might see this guy starting his senior year after Evan Johnson goes off to college. He'll have one more year, though, Evan Johnson, as he's only a junior. Same thing with Gabe Conant. They're going to have the same team basically next year. They're going to have the big three. Leif Spady, who hasn't played tonight. He had one catch, but they didn't need him. If you heard my statistician Gene back here, like you said, they didn't need Leif tonight. They had enough firepower as it was with just McCray and especially Gabe Conant running the ball. Gabe Conant, I think he's done for the night too. He had 324 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. What a game by Gabe Conant. As we are just wrapping it up here, backup quarterback in the game, backup running back. They're going to hand the ball off to McCray. He's going to fight forward for a gain of about 5 yards there. I think he got it to the original line of scrimmage, just short of the original line of scrimmage. They're going to make it 2nd and 12 here. 1:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Let's give you a quick final from Adams as Freeman has beaten St. Cecilia 25-0. Cincinnati just looks like they couldn't get anything going offensively. Scott's Bluff still all over Hastings, 42-0. And that scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture and Mattress Direct delivers to your door. Here on the second down play, we have another pre-snap whistle, and I think it's another delay of game as Cam Foster is out here taking way too long on the snaps. He's trying to burn too much clock to get these this game kind of done with. 1:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. He's got to snap the ball a little bit earlier. But that's just nitpicking there. Either way, Adams Central Patriots are playing out of their mind tonight, especially offensively. It's been a great game here for the Patriots, a bounce-back game as they lost week one to Aurora 66-28. And here on the second down play, Cam Foster's going to keep it himself. Oh, the ball comes free. It's picked up by the Milford Eagles. He's going to return. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's being chased down there by Tyler Slekta. And Slekta gets him down right at the one-yard line. And that's where he's going to be out of bounds. We do have a flag way back at the 50-yard line. No, we don't have a flag. Yeah, we do not have a flag at the 50-yard line. I thought I saw some yellow on the field. But the Milford Eagles are going to have the ball back after a 63-yard fumble return to the one-yard line, as I'm sure Sean Mulligan is not satisfied with that, even if it is the backups in. And the Adams Central Patriots are going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. 1:13 left to go here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. After that big turnover, the Milford Eagles have the ball down 40-21 with a minute 13 left to go in the fourth quarter. First and goal from the 1 yard line. So we'll see if the Adams Central Patriots can make a stand. Actually, it's the 2 yard line. There's a great tackle there by Eli O'Day to keep him from scoring in the end zone. That was a great effort play by Eli, not giving up. Even though the game is all but over, he just that just kind of shows the coaching that's kind of instilled into these guys, that they're taught to never give up on a play. Just keep going until the whistle's dead. That's what coaches always preach. Here on this first goal, they're going to hand it off to Mitch. And Mitch gets into the end zone. Wingard with his fourth touchdown on the night. Four touchdowns for Mitch Wingard. Kind of trying to match Gabe Koenig touchdown for touchdown. He can't match him yard for yard because Gabe has a lot more than Mitch. Mitch is playing well here tonight, though, as he scores a touchdown with a minute 7 left to go here in this fourth quarter. It makes the score 40-27 as we await the extra point here by the Milford Eagles. They're not giving up either. They don't want to lose this game. I've mentioned this before. They want to win, but it's looking pretty bleak here, even with that big turnover and conversion to a touchdown on the turnover. I know Sean Mulligan's not happy about that, not the way he wants to end the game. He just wanted to run out the clock, get out of it with a win. Here on the two-point conversion, Nate Mensick fumbles the ball, but he picks it back up and gets into the end zone for the two-point conversion success. That makes the score 40-29 here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Still a two-possession game after that touchdown. We'll see if the Milford Eagles try an onside kick here, though, with a minute 7 left to go. This game, I mean, it's going to be hard to score two times in a minute seven, especially for a team like Milford who likes to run the ball, which I've mentioned a lot. They're not a quick-hitting offense. They can get big plays, but they're not like the Adams Central Patriots where they can throw a touchdown at any moment like Evan Johnson can. Nate Mensick is not the quarterback Evan Johnson is, but we'll see if they try an onside kick. The Patriots are lining up for an onside kick recovery, but you never know. They might just kind of boot it back. Yeah, he's got it lined up sideways. Does the for the Eagles. Number five there is the kicker. That's Nate Hostetler. And it is an onside kick. Not a great one. Fielded there by Eli O'Day. And that's going to be it. That's going to be wrapping things up here as the Patriots will come out and take a couple knees. And that'll be the end of this football game. And the Patriots will move on to 1-1 on the season. And the Milford Eagles will fall to 1-1 on the season. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll get you the player of the game. And we'll also be talking with head coach Sean Mulligan after the game. Kind of want to hear his opinions on this. Probably didn't end the way he wanted it to, but I'm sure the result is what he wanted, a win nonetheless. And he'll probably say that along the lines, a win is a win. And it looks like they are going to run the ball at least a little bit here. I'm not sure. They could just take knees. I hope they are taking a knee. There it is. He takes a knee. Milford's not going to call a timeout, so that's going to wrap things up. He's going to have to take one more knee, and then we will have a quick recap before we go to the post-game show. And then, like I said, we'll have the player of the game and head coach Sean Mulligan for you on the post-game show here on ESPN 1550, CS Hastings. One more knee to go, and then that should just about wrap things up. Our final here tonight is the Adams Central Patriots 40. And the Milford Eagles 29, as that will wrap things up here. We will take a break. We'll come back to you with the final stats and more. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. So a great win here tonight for the Adams Central Patriots as they improve to 1-1 on the season. The Milford Eagles fall to 1-1. And the Patriots, they needed this win. They didn't want to start the season 0-2 after losing to our first-ranked Aurora last week, 66-28. They came back and bounced back, and they had a great offensive night here tonight. Gabe Conant finishing the game with 18 carries, 324 yards, and four touchdowns. Oh, he's breaking tackles left and right. I don't know if we have the number on broken tackles, but he was just on fire tonight. A great game here for Gabe Conant. And speaking of Gabe Conant, we will take a break. We'll be back with the player of the game. I'm sure you already know who it is, but we'll give you a couple more options as well. But like I said, we'll be back with the player of the game right here on ESPN 1550.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
It's time now for the Player of the Game on ESPN 1550 KICS.
All right, let's give you the options here for the Player of the Game. We have three options, and I'm going to give them to you right now. The first option is the offensive line for the Adams Central Patriots. The second option is Gabe Conant with 18 carries, 324 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And the third option is Gabe Conant with 18 carries, 324 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So those are our options for the Player of the Game. We'll be right back with the Player of the Game on ESPN 1550.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Furniture Direct is overstocked and we need room, so it's time to save on discontinued and overstock items. Anything with a red, white, and blue tag is marked down to move. Save on sofas, dining room, recliners, bedroom, and more. Mattress Direct is even joining in with Queen Beauty Sleep mattresses priced as low as $299. Now that's getting more than you expect. The red, white, and blue sale going on now at Furniture and Mattress Direct behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Back here at Patriots Field for the Player of the Game. I think everybody who's been listening to this game knows who it's going to be. We're going to give it to Gabe Conant with his 18 carries for 324 total yards and 4 touchdowns. Gabe Conant is our Player of the Game for the Adams Central Patriots. That does it for our Player of the Game. We'll be back with the coaches post-game show here on ESPN 1550.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game on ESPN 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show. It's up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Coley Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings.
Back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigations from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton, we're joined by the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots here, Sean Mulligan. Sean, first of all, I got to ask you, do you know how many rushing yards Gabe Conant has?
I have no idea. A lot?
A lot, yes. I have no idea. Our final tally here, it could be off by a few yards, but I think we're pretty close. It's 324.
That's pretty good game.
Do you know the school record?
It's not that. That's a school record. Last year he had low 200s against Minden in the first half, then he sprained his ankle there in the beginning of the third quarter, and I want to say it was two upper twos, 270, 280s. It's been around for quite a while. And I knew he had a lot. McCray had a good game too. Mm-hmm. But no, I had no idea he had that many yards.
Yeah, and only on 18 carries too.
Yeah. He's going to get all the publicity. His name's going to go up on the school board. But especially the first half, we ran behind Connor Brown and Landon Weber, and our receivers on the right side, Schlechta and Vonderfecht. And we kind of had a heart-to-heart talk with our receivers after the Aurora game about being two-dimensional, just not catching the ball, but actually being good blocking receivers, and really worked on it this week in practice, and they blocked great off the edge. And you know, we're running behind an all-state tackle for a reason, and I knew that coming into the game. I thought we had a huge advantage there, and if we could get to their linebackers with our guards on our outside zone and then, you know, get some push with their D tackles on our inside veer game, that we would do pretty good. And we've had a good amount of success running against Milford the last couple of years, and I'm just very happy for the team right now.
Yeah, it's a good team. And I was even saying during the game, the offensive line deserves credit and the wide receivers. I want to let you know that I was giving the wide receivers out there credit because they were out there blocking, especially for not running. You guys didn't run that many pass plays. Usually you run more than that. And let's talk about Evan a little bit. He was a little bit inaccurate tonight.
Yeah, he didn't have one of his better games. They had missed some open receivers, and you have that. I mean, that's a negative of having a throwing game where you have to deliver the ball on time and it has to be caught, and you have those games. But the good thing is that we had the run game going here, and Evan had a good game last week. We didn't have the completion percentage that we wanted, but he delivered the ball on time, and he's just a good quarterback. I was probably a little bit harder. I know I was a little bit harder on him than I probably should have been, but we have a very good relationship. We love each other, and we just want the best for the team and for each other. And it doesn't matter how he performed. The fact that we got our first victory of the season is what matters the most.
Yeah, I asked that question because I wanted to segue into this next question. With Evan not performing as well as he can, the team still came out here and basically dominated, especially in the second half. I mean, the score was a little close, but the backups came in, and that crazy fumble happened at the end of the game.
Yeah,
but
right.
But it was nonetheless a great team performance, even with Evan not playing well. What does that say about the team overall?
Well, especially just, you know, talk a little bit on the offensive side of the ball. We're diverse. I mean, there's not a lot of teams in Class C, in B, and, you know, A there probably is, but in C, you're one-dimensional for the most part. And Milford was that way. They were a run-oriented team with a very good quarterback and an excellent running back and a good line too. And when you're just one-dimensional, it makes it more difficult to be successful against a quality team. Leif Spady's not going to get any praise whatsoever for this game, but he was double-teamed the entire game. Didn't matter what formation were there, they had a corner and a safety over the top of him, and that allows the run game to open up. It's one less guy that we have to block. We're getting 12 to 15 yards before we reach to him, and the people in the crowd don't realize that something as simple as Leif's athletic ability, and he has to be guarded by a lot of teams double team because they can't guard him one-on-one, just helps us out immensely as far as what we can do in our run game.
Yeah, it was a great game tonight. If there was one thing that you'd want to maybe one area that your team could have done better tonight, what would you say it is?
Tackling again. We missed a lot of tackles. We were tackling high. We've made it a focus this year about, you know, driving through the thigh and breaking down with our feet. We call it swoop and getting to the guy. And at times we did really well, but you know, the wind guard kid, I think that's his name, number four.
Mitch.
Check him up high. He's not a big kid. You're going to bounce off of him. And their quarterback has really good speed, and they block with ankles. And I knew that they were a good offensive team. I didn't know how good they were, but I was pleased with how we played defensively for the most part. I think we probably gave up more yards than what we wanted to and gave them a cheap touchdown there at the end. Nothing to their offense, but for a fumble. But overall, it was a big improvement from week one to week two defensively.
And then last question here. I just want to ask you about the halftime adjustments. They were getting those outside runs a lot, and then it seemed like you kind of put the DNs on contain there at after halftime.
There were no adjustments. I'd like
there
to say that we were amazing in what we did, but we did address the ability to have our linemen read, because that's one of the things about football is that if the tackle's going out, the defensive end should probably go out with him. And you don't have a lot of false pulls and a lot of false reads at our level of high school football. And we just did a better job with our linemen of just reading the offensive linemen of where the ball was going and stringing it out. We were more aggressive with our outside linebackers and setting the edge, and our safeties ran the channel a lot more aggressive in the second half too. So it wasn't an adjustment we made. It was just let's do what we were doing, but do it to the next level and another level. And luckily we had a lot of depth. We had a lot of guys rotating in and out. And I think that was probably as big of a key of our victory as anything, because they did rotate some guys in, but not near the level that we did on both sides of the ball. I got eight receivers and I was rotating them all in all night long. I got two good running backs that I was rotating in most of the night too.
All right, Coach Mulligan, we'll let you get out of here and go celebrate with your team.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate the coverage, you guys coming out here and giving the people of Adams Central the ability to listen to it on the radio. We really, really appreciate it. Thank
you. And you guys showed out tonight. Thank you again, Coach Mulligan. We will take a quick break and be right back with a wrap-up on ESPN 1550.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products.
If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
No, that's what he had in the first half. I haven't figured it out yet. But you see, they had 300.
In 1550, KICS.
Back here at ESPN 1550 at Patriot Field, wrapping things up here. The Patriots improved to 1-1 on the season, and the Milford Eagles, wanted to say the Milford Dorchester Eagles again, dropped to 1-1 on the season as well. But that'll wrap things up here for me, for my statistician, Gene Shaw, not Geno Smith like I called him last week. I am Mike Spataro. Thank you for listening to Adams Central Patriot Football on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-5678. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports, ESPN 1550, KICS Hastings.